You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the program. This is American Journal on Infowars.com and band.video. Today is a very special edition of American Journal as we will be taking your call specifically on one subject. Today is the vaccine reaction call-in special. So we'll be opening up the phone lines nice and early this morning and asking for anybody to call in who has personally experienced an adverse reaction or who has friends and family who have experienced severe adverse reactions to the COVID vaccine. We are going to extend that to one or two, steps of separation, because if I had to guess, I'd say most of our audience not going to take the vaccine, hasn't taken the vaccine. So what reaction is there to have? So yeah, we will be asking about friends and family as well, since most of you probably not going to have any severe reactions to something that you didn't take. So that's going to be our program today. We will, of course, start with the Daily Dispatch. We have a lot of videos to show you on a variety of topics, but the majority or the almost all of the show today will be dedicated to the vaccine reaction call-in special. But for now, we go to this video by Darren McGreen. Meet the COVID vax fact checkers. Here it is.
And now to the growing number of hoaxes popping up online. Misinformation is spreading fast.
The coronavirus has created a perfect storm for conspiracy theorists.
If you go online, there's no shortage of conspiracy theories.
There have been a growing number of anti-vaccination conspiracy theories online.
There's been a wave of myths and disinformation.
The internet has lit up with misinformation spreading nearly as fast as the virus itself.
Religious-based conspiracy theories surrounding the vaccinations are exploding on social media.
Wasn't Facebook supposed to take care of anti-vaxxer kind of groups before COVID-19? Why is this still popping up, and where's it coming from?
Why is this type of information so difficult to police?
In general, what we found in a bunch of studies is that most of the people who believe false news stories do so because they're just not thinking deeply about whether what they're reading is true or false.
Social media platforms have been able to ban a lot of this content, but it's become increasingly more difficult to enforce.
I know internet companies are looking at this. Do you wish that they would play a role in taking stuff down, which is as demonstrably false?
Yeah, in some cases they are taking things down.
We're hunting for COVID conspiracy theories. We report over 800 pieces of misinformation.
It's stuff that's sort of on the cusp, like conspiracy theories that could spread sort of propaganda or maybe harmful health misinformation.
If you're a healthy person and you're exercising all the time and you're young and you're eating well, and like, I don't think you need to worry about this.
Dangerous misinformation.
Let's report it.
A video making the same false claim was widely circulated on Facebook. It was tagged with the fact check that it's false.
Vaccines are inherently dangerous. Let's flag it.
False information.
I'm going to report this.
You know it's false.
It's false, yeah.
And as bad as the globalist censorship is, and as much as they've been suppressing thousands of medical doctors and nurses here in the U.S. alone, not to mention around the world, the truth about COVID-19 is coming out. The truth about the vaccines not being vaccines, not protecting you, is coming out. The truth about the PCR test being fake is coming out. The truth about Bill Gates being behind all the companies is coming out. The fact that the Pfizer and the Moderna and the AstraZeneca and the Australian government vaccine and a whole bunch of others have been banned in Australia and South Africa and 21 countries in Europe and the Philippines and Russia.
There is absolutely no evidence or credible studies supporting any of what he just said.
I know my husband is not vaccinating people and putting a microchip in their arm. That technology doesn't even exist, and he's never uttered the words out of his mouth. So,
forget the conspiracy. Listen to our government agencies. These guys are telling the truth. You know, there's no conspiracy here, folks. Just right. Get your damn vaccine.
I'm not asking what's in the infusion. I'm not looking up all of the ingredients in the infusion. I am sticking out my arm, and I am taking the infusion.
We've got to shun folks. We've got to shun people into getting vaccinated.
We need to shun those that refuse to get vaccinated.
We must take the vaccine.
Put them on a bus and bring them to a mass vaccination site.
Woman dies after getting J&J vaccine, reported to CDC.
Not true on the trust index.
14 months ago, I told you that the global lockdown was going to kill tens of millions of people by starvation and was going to cause a global depression in the first world. And now it has. It was a no-brainer then that you should get high-quality, storable food and save it because it is insurance you can eat. And with all the inflation we knew was coming, that was one way to beat inflation. A lot of you listened. You did a great job. Some of you didn't. Now is the time to take action before food prices only continue to increase. Every index shows it. It's basically a guarantee barring a miracle. And we wish it wasn't the case. But let's make lemonade out of these lemons. For only a few days more until next Wednesday, May 12th, you can get 2020 prices still at preparewithalex.com. And then the prices are going to have to go back to what they were, still lower than most major competitors, and the food is the highest quality you're going to find. Preparewithalex.com. Take action now. Preparewithalex.com. Secure your food while you still can.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is American Journal on Infowars.com and band.video. Just organizing my daily dispatch here that we'll start the show with, as we always do. Today's program will be dedicated almost entirely to hearing from you, the American people, the info warriors out there. We want to hear stories about the vaccine reactions that you or people that you know have experienced, no matter how severe they are. We want to hear all about the vaccine reactions today. It is a vaccine reaction special on American Journal. So we'll go ahead and open up the phone lines right now. The number to dial is 1-877-789-2539. That's 1-877-789-2539. The lines are now open to hear about your or people that you know's experience with the COVID vaccine. And we'll be giving you a nice little rundown of just some of the side effects that have been reported with this COVID vaccine recently. Again, give us a call. The number to dial, 1-877-789-2539. That's 1-877-789-2539. Give us a call with your vaccine reactions. We want to hear from you. With that, we go to our daily dispatch. Here it is, folks. Your daily dispatch for the 10th of May, 2021. The U.S. adds just 266,000 jobs in April, far, far below expectations. That's right, the U.S. economy added a mere 266,000 jobs last month. Forecasters had floated gains close to 1 million, making this the biggest miss relative to expectations in decades. Yes, folks, it would be as simple as just opening up the economy and the Biden administration would have an absolute home run sitting on its doorstep. But they won't do that. They didn't do that. And so now we're seeing absolutely dismal recovery from the enforced lockdowns. Now there are calls to end the pandemic unemployment benefits after this disappointing jobs report. Turns out, folks, I don't know if you know this, but offering people more money not to work than to work means they're not going to work. And I kind of forget that this is happening. And I think back to the last year, and there are many hundreds of thousands of people, probably millions of people, probably tens of millions of people, actually, now that I think about it, in this country being paid probably more than I am to not work for the last year. And it's absolutely incredible. Mind-boggling amounts of money being poured into people that don't work. Truly incredible. The Rand Corporation, you know them, the trustworthy, upstanding Rand Corporation, has now released this article, Detecting Conspiracy Theories on Social Media, and about how they're using AI to determine what is and is not a conspiracy theory and how to best eliminate them from the internet. Conspiracy theories circulated online via social media contribute to a shift in public discourse away from facts and analysis that can contribute to direct public harm. Social media platforms face difficult technical and policy challenge trying to mitigate the harm from online conspiracy theory language. As part of Google's Jigsaw Unit's effort to confront emerging threats and incubate new technology to help create a safer world, RAND researchers conducted a modeling effort to improve machine learning technology for detecting conspiracy theorist language. Yes, folks, now whether or not you are allowed to talk about something will be determined by some sort of vague, opaque algorithm controlled by warmongering corporations that you might want to be talking about. Truly incredible. Here's another headline that we were warning about a little while ago. Well, they went ahead and did it. Bill Gates funded company releases genetically modified mosquitoes in the U.S. Genetically modified mosquitoes have been released for the first time in the United States as part of an experiment to combat insect-borne diseases such as dengue fever, yellow fever, and the Zika virus. The UK-based biotechnology firm Oxitec, which was funded by the Bill Gates and Melinda Gates Foundation, said it released the mosquitoes in six locations in Monroe County, in the Florida Keys. Virtually all mosquito-borne diseases transmitted to humans is what they're trying to defeat. But, you know, just another, you know, what could go wrong experimenting with diseases on animals? Well, go ask China. Hey, speaking of, GOP lawmakers want answers from Fauci on Wuhan Lab's research and possible COVID-19 origin. Republicans on Capitol Hill are pushing the Biden administration to provide information about what the U.S. government knows about the potential origins of COVID-19, with one GOP congressman pressing Dr. Anthony Fauci about his support for gain-of-function research and about National Institutes of Health funding going to a Wuhan lab. Yes, folks, InfoWars, tomorrow's news today, in this case, next year's news today, as I personally made a report about this on January 24th, 2020, talking about the gain-of-function research and the source of the COVID-19 at Wuhan lab for the last year. Even speaking of such possibility was grounds to have you eliminated from social media, but now cooler heads are prevailing, it seems, and questions are actually being asked about the fact that Dr. Anthony Fauci, Bill Gates, and others are directly involved in the funding of the Chinese lab where the virus originated. Traders book tankers in Europe to ship gasoline across Atlantic after colonial shutdown. Yes, the cyber attack that destroyed or limited operations of a major pipeline, the largest pipeline in America, has caused a lot of scrambling to take place. Traders provisionally booked at least six tankers to ship gasoline from Europe to the U.S. destinations following a cyber attack that shut down the United States' top fuel pipeline network, data showed on Monday. The attack forced the Colonial Pipeline to shut down its entire system on Friday, stoking expectations of gasoline shortages along the U.S. East Coast, which is kind of interesting. I wonder if these hackers could have just asked Biden to do it for them. I mean, he's already shut down one pipeline in America. Why not another? Why not? Disabled veteran says armed Black Lives Matter protesters beat him during a Portland demonstration. We'll show you this video a little bit later in the program of this disabled veteran in Portland, Oregon, hospitalized with multiple serious injuries after a group of Black Lives Matter protesters attacked and beat him. Portland Pierce Police Bureau officials reportedly received several calls about the violent acts of Black Lives Matter protesters on May 5th. Thank God these protesters weren't white, or else the government might actually have to care about this man who was attacked by them. Also this weekend, a major story as guest of the show, friend of the program, and true hero in the fight against globalism, was taken down by his government. Watch the moment a SWAT team arrests a Canadian pastor. They hunted him down like he is a terrorist. Police cars swarmed him as he drove home from his church. They ordered him out of his car and made him kneel on a busy highway. Heavily armed SWAT police arrested him, but he's not a terrorist. He's Arthur Pawlowski, a Christian pastor, and now he's in jail. Arrested, dragged away, bodily carried off because he held a church service, just in case you were wondering how deep down the totalitarian hellhole we have now traveled. California reports a population decline of 182,000, the first in the state's history. California's population declined by more than 182,000 people last year, marking the first time in the state's history that it has experienced a year-over-year loss in population as people flee the absurd policies that are being pursued in that state by the leftists who lead it. One quick statement to all of those fleeing California: leave your crappy politics behind. You fled the state, because it was destroyed by leftist policies. Don't you dare try to bring them to the place that you moved, the nicer place, the better place, the place that isn't being destroyed by your policies. Leave those policies in California and let them suffer the consequences. Of course, they're making up some of this population by releasing nearly half that number of people in violent criminals being released into the streets. So that population will be right back up in no time. Also this weekend, a Times Square shooting. Police are still searching for the suspect after two women and a four-year-old were injured by gunfire in Times Square in New York. Yet another example of random acts of violence carried out on the streets of America, this time, shockingly, by a black man. New study, by the way, says U.S. COVID-19 death toll actually 900,000. That's right, nearly twice as many as you thought. These numbers are made up in nonsense. Do we really need to get into this? Your calls on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
Let's go to Juan in Connecticut. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, hello. Can you hear me?
I sure can, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Alex. Before I start, man, I wanted to talk to you, bro, and it's a pleasure to be talking right now here, man.
Sir, it's an honor to talk to you, brother.
I'm calling from New Bern, Connecticut, and I just want to plug in. I'm a truck driver, and Tuba Force have changed the way I drive. Me and my brothers that drive, there's a couple of us. We all Hispanics, Cubans, Puerto Ricans. We used to be on Monster and Red Bull and all that, and I have lost weight because I stopped drinking all that sugar, and I just want to thank you for that, man.
Well, brother, we put more in this than any other long-term, high-quality energy powder there is. So this was designed by one of the top guys in the country. He didn't want his name on it because, obviously, the political issues. But we had to pay a lot of money for this formulation just for the design of it. And we believe it is the best, strongest, but healthiest energy out there. And you're saying that it's made your life better, so that means a lot to me. Thank you. To all your truck drivers, we love you. Your brain, your heart, your bones, your liver, your eyes, everything has a better shot at surviving in this crazy environment when you have high-quality fish oil. We've got the best out there. We have the highest grade of fish oil available, and what it does for your body is simply amazing. Everybody already knows what high-quality fish oil does, and it costs us even more to put it through a process to remove any trace mercury that's in it. So this is also clean fish oil. It's been sold out for months, but it's back in stock, 50% off. Krill oil is set to sell out. It's amazing as well. It's at 25% off, but when you get them both together in a combo, it's 50% off as well. Ultimate Fish Oil, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And when I forget to take it, I really feel it. When I take a couple of them before I go to sleep at night, it makes my dreams even more amazing. Listeners thought I was joking. You've tried it out, and most of you have been blown away. Get your fish oil today at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate Fish Oil, InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate Fish Oil, InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives. Yes, we're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
One of the most popular memes on the internet in the last decade has been Alex Jones was right, but it now routinely trends number one on platforms like Twitter and Facebook, making the globalists pull their hair out in anger. But let me tell you, we are tomorrow's news today, and thanks to your support, we're still on air at InfoWars.com and Band.Video, radio stations and TV stations across the country. And our film Endgame, censored and taken offline by Amazon when it hit number one a few years ago, is now available again. We have reprinted it on high-quality DVD in HD. It has a zero country code, meaning anyone in the world is authorized to make copies of it, and I'm asking you to. Get the original, make copies, give it to everyone you know. Air it on local access TV, give it to your pastors, your police chiefs, your state reps, your prime ministers, whatever you do, warn the world. This film uses their own documents and own statements 14 years ago to expose them. It's more important than ever. Available at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. This is American Journal on InfoWars.com and band.video. So glad you're here with us today. The phone lines are filling up with people who have their stories to tell. Today is the vaccine reaction call-in special here on American Journal. Give us a call with your stories of vaccine reactions and severe side effects to the COVID vaccine. The number to dial, 1-877-789-2539. We will be taking your calls throughout the program today. So if you don't get in at first, try to wait a minute and then give us another call, because we will be trying to get through these calls as quickly as possible and opening up some phone lines. Before we go to the calls, let me remind you that everything we do here is brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. That is what has allowed us to have a free voice in the American media landscape, a landscape dominated and controlled by the corporate interest and governmental manipulation of the spy agencies. It doesn't have a lot of room for truth-telling. Well, here at InfoWars, we are permitted to tell the truth. We are allowed to tell the truth because they can't stop us from telling the truth, because we aren't funded by them. We don't rely on advertisement or corporation or anybody else for money, for that matter. In fact, everything we do here is sponsored entirely by you, the Info Warriors. When you go to InfoWarsStore.com, take advantage of some of our incredible sale prices on our absolutely amazing products that are still selling out fast. So you're going to want to get some of these products quickly before they fly off the shelves. Some of the turmeric supplements already are on the waiting list, as well as DNA Force Plus. That was back in stock like a month ago, and then it's gone. We cannot keep these things on the shelf. So go there now, take advantage of the sales, buy an amazing supplement, and support this bastion of freedom in a media landscape dominated by the controlled InfoWarsStore.com is where you go to do that. Let's go now out to the phone lines. We have Mark in California with a shocking story. A friend of his got the vax. Then what happened, Mark? Mark from California, you're on the air.
Thank you, Harrison. You're doing a great job, by the way.
Thanks, sir.
Yes. My wife and I'm 60. My wife's knocking the door. That good friend of ours, 62-year-old woman, totally active, no health problems, lady jogs, runs, everything. Within a couple days of getting the vaccine, she threw a blood clot. Now she's paralyzed on the left side of her body.
Ooh, gosh. So it was because of a blood clot.
Correct.
Mm.
And my wife and I are not getting the vaccine. We've been I retired over 30 years in the health insurance and the corporate side. And I told my wife in March of 20, because I've been an InfoWarrior for 10 years, by the way, I buy a lot of the products. They're all fabulous. And I told my wife, in March of last year, I said, in 2020, I said, they're going to use this for a control operation to force vaccines.
Yeah.
And because I retired out of that business because it was so evil.
Wow.
And and my wife, every day now, the last couple of weeks, especially when this happened to her friend just last month in April, he goes, yeah, you know, they're running this program. So.
Yeah. It's obvious if you know what to look for, if you aren't, dependent on the mainstream media to dictate your thoughts for you. I mean, if you think for yourself, can notice things.
I've been an InfoWarrior for over 10 years. So, I mean, I only knew what was going to happen in March of 2020 because I was listening to InfoWars.
Yeah.
I knew what was coming. But I saw it, like I said, I was always cynical. I retired from the health insurance industry in 2016. And for the last 10 years, from about 2006 on, I was extremely cynical because I just saw the evilness. It's with the health insurance companies, as well as the pharmaceutical and the health industry, as far as hospitals and so on, It's all about generating revenue.
Right.
I called and announced the show a while back, and, you know, people, contrary to what people think, health insurance companies want to pay more claims, because if they pay more claims, they get to charge more money into the company.
Mm.
And they want to generate the revenue. Everybody thinks, oh, you buy insurance, the insurance companies don't want to pay out. It's the contrary. They want to pay out more money, because if they can pay out more money, they go to the government regulators and they can justify, bingo, higher premiums. And that brings in more revenue into the company.
Right.
And they keep a slice of 10% off the top. So you're a smart guy. Do the simple math. Would you rather have 10% of 100 grand a year or 10% of 2 million a year?
Right.
That's why they want to pay out more claims, so they can jack up the rate, so they can keep the same slice of the pie. But if the pie becomes 20 times larger, guess what? That's a much bigger slice that they get to eat.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that's not being discussed very much, certainly not in the mainstream media. And I did see an article about it today. I don't think I printed it, but I'll try to find it. But essentially, it was Pfizer and some of these other pharmaceutical or vaccine production companies saying, you know, this we see the vaccine as being a very a very steady source of income for us for the time being. It's like, yeah, when you have the governments of the world taxing their citizens to pay for tens or hundreds of millions of vaccines, potentially on a bi-yearly basis, that is a guaranteed source of income for the pharmaceutical companies as long as they can keep the scam going. Before we let you go here, Mark, I want to ask more about this woman who was paralyzed. So she had half of her body paralyzed because of a blood clot. I assume no pre-existing conditions with this lady, Mark?
Well, correct. And when I say she drew a blood clot, she had a stroke.
Right.
I mean, you know, I was kind of jumping, trying to condense the story. She threw a blood clot, gave her a stroke. She's paralyzed on the left side of her body. And this has been now at least 3 weeks, 4 weeks since it happened. And she's still paralyzed on the left side of her body. But correct. 62 years old. My wife is a very active woman. I mean, my wife walks 3-4 miles a day. She goes on, you know, she's done on the Walk for Life marathons and stuff. And this woman, just a few years older than my wife, same category. No health issues, not obese, no comorbidity, no diabetes. I mean, I spent 30 years in the industry, and I used to do claims evaluations for group plans. So I'm very familiar with all this, because when we would set rates, we had to try to, you know, look that up in, as far as the group that we were doing. So we evaluate.
Let me ask you something else. Does this woman acknowledge that it was the vaccine that gave her the blood clot, which gave her the stroke? Was this reported to the vaccine adverse reaction system? Do you know about that? Do you know if they – because a lot of what we've seen is there will be a severe reaction immediately after the vaccine. The doctors say, well, we don't know it was the vaccine that caused it, so we're not going to go ahead and report that. Do you know if this was reported or if it's actually being treated as a vaccine reaction, or if they're sort of trying to bury this as they've done with so many others?
Well, on the first two parts of your question, yes, the woman acknowledges now and knows that she's messed up and getting the vaccine. She knows it's directly connected. I'm going to talk to my wife and her more to find out if it's been reported into the VAERS system. I don't know if her doctors acknowledged it, but again, I think she did. She didn't even do the whole, you know, the few friends we have that are getting the vaccine, because most of our friends take our advice and are not doing it.
Right.
But the few that are doing it, we told them, you know, go to your doctor's office and at least talk to them first and or have them administer it. I tell people, you know, don't go to the pharmacies and do this, and especially don't do these drive-up screwball things at a Walmart parking lot.
I can't imagine.
You guys, well, but there's a lot of people that do that crazy malarkey.
Yeah,
so,
they do.
You know, but
we're about to go to a break here, Mark, but I thank you for the call. Yeah. Very sad story. Prayers for that woman to go from walking 3 or 4 miles a day to being paralyzed on half your body is truly a tragic story. Thanks for the call, Mark. More of your calls.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Again, I don't like to lecture people. I'm a very private person, but because of the globalists and their attack on humanity, I've been forced the last 27 years to be a public figure, and we've given the globalists one hell of a run for their money because of God. And I know some of our listeners get mad when I talk about God all day, but just give me a break. The Satanism's out in the open. I've always been a Christian, but now the fact that it's a fight between good and evil is so clear. And I get it. A lot of you have been turned off by big churches. A lot of you have been turned off by the corrupt priest class system, and I get it, me too. Believe me, I'm one of them. But it's that relationship with God and just God's universe that God created that is so essential. And God created the universe for us to have communion with God through and to have life. And so that's what InfoWars is really all about. So thank you all for your word of mouth. Thank you for spreading the word about InfoWars, and thank you for supporting us to keep us on air by visiting InfoWarsStore.com. Because without your daily and weekly and monthly purchases, we'll be taken off the air. So thank you for the support, InfoWarsStore.com. 14 months ago, I began to say on the broadcast every day, when the first world collapses, the third world dies. We have such a complex civilization with so many billions of moving parts that when you shut down the first world, it causes a chain reaction that will devastate the third world and really hurt the first world. Well, now you're hearing about gas shortages all over the United States. And that's because the companies and the systems and the drivers that could barely get the job done before delivering gas have been shut down. Plus, the Keystone Pipeline has been shut down, along with other pipelines. The left is now blowing up dams across the U.S. We're being shut down. Our coal power plants are off as well. Ladies and gentlemen, prepare to be a total slave. The third world is imploding as well. The borders have been removed. Until you wake up, and this is a globalist Chi-Com takeover, Greg Reese said, you have no hope. They're announcing that there will be less than two-thirds of the gas needed this summer. So they told you that you're under lockdown one way or another, and CNN laughed at you and your family. The scientific dictatorship that I've been warning you about for 27 years has now gone from beta testing to operational. The globalists are out in the open with their planetary depopulation takeover, their robot takeover. But the good news is we've been working, and you've been working, and others have been working across the planet for decades to get ready for this, to be able to fight it off. Humanity is strong. We're incredible. And if we're aware of the attack that's happening, we have a real chance of defeating it. If we ask God for guidance, we will defeat it. So prayer is essential, research is essential, getting prepared is essential, and warning others is absolutely essential. And at the same time, supporting InfoWars by buying high-quality products to keep us on air is essential because they're great products for you and your family, and they're also funding our operation. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com is incredible. A lot of our products that have been sold out because of the supply chain breakdowns are back in, like Bodies, Vazobeats, and others. So get them today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you for being part of the resistance.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
It's the Vaccine Reaction Call-In Special here on American Journal and InfoWars.com. We are taking your calls about vaccine reactions, many more calls to get to. It was not last week, I think it was the week before, that it was every day of the week there was a new vaccine reaction being reported. It was incredible. Menstrual cycles being messed up, blood clots, investigations into various strains of the vaccine. It was literally Monday was a different, a novel reaction being reported. Tuesday was a different one. Wednesday, yet a third. It was truly incredible. But this has been an ongoing sort of game we've been playing here, is just trying to keep up with all of the vaccine reactions. Let's go over just a few of them. Shall we? Heart inflammation cases in people who received Pfizer COVID shot. VAERS reports a breastfeeding five-month-old infant died of TTP, a rare clotting disorder linked to low platelets. Pfizer and Moderna COVID vaccines could trigger Alzheimer's, ALS, and other neurological degenerative diseases. Herpes infection possibly linked to COVID-19 vaccine. Breastfeeding mothers reporting a sudden drop in milk supply after receiving the vax. Some mothers experiencing a change in their menstrual cycles after the COVID-19 vaccine. The COVID-19 vaccine impacting mammograms. Why you shouldn't worry about that, Penn Medicine writes. Virginia man's skin peeled off after the J&J COVID vaccine. COVID vaccine, four of Pfizer vaccine trial volunteers developed Bell's palsy, causing half of their face to be paralyzed. A clear link between AstraZeneca vaccine and blood clots is reported in the EU. Australia also had to scrap a COVID-19 vaccine that produced HIV false positives. A woman paralyzed from her neck down after receiving the second dose of the Pfizer COVID vaccine jab. And now, literally just on Friday, EMA Safety Committee reviews heart inflammation in a rare nerve disorder reports after Pfizer AstraZeneca COVID-19 shot. So that's the European Medical Agency, which is the European version of the CDC. A rare nerve degenerating disorder in people who received AstraZeneca's PLCs vaccine, raising new questions about potential side effects of the shot. And then, of course, you know about, aside from all of the mysterious side effects seeming to impact every part of the human body that has nothing to do with the respiratory system or the actual parts of the body that COVID itself infects, you really have to be wondering what is behind this genetic experimentation that we are all being subjected to. But aside from all of those, you also just have the massive number of people simply keeling over and dying after getting the shot, including MLB legend Hank Aaron, Marvelous Marvin Hagler, the boxer, executed by COVID-19 vaccine, and report after report after report of young, healthy people taking the vaccine and winding up dead after a week of severe side effects. So the side effects of this vaccine are numerous, practically no pattern to them as far as I can tell, and they seem to affect all sorts of parts of the human body that you would think would not be affected by a vaccine against a respiratory disease. But that's because, well, it's not a vaccine. It's a genetic manipulation shot. It's a genetic modification injection. That's truly what it is. With that, we go back out to your phone call. Steve in Michigan has a story similar to the one we just heard. Coworker's wife had the Pfizer vax and then, well, they had a stroke. Thanks for calling in. Steve from Michigan, you are on the air. What is your story about this vaccine reaction?
Yeah, it's very sad. First of all, they're both older. She's, I believe, in her 70s or 80s, but a healthy person, not very active. But got the Pfizer shot about 2 weeks ago, and then Thursday, she went in the hospital with a mild stroke. And now he didn't say blood clot, but he's basically saying that her left hip is not built. She can't really move it, so they're giving her blood thinners. So I'm guessing it's got to be a blood clot.
Mm. Yeah, so, and you said she was a little bit older, but this was not expected. She wasn't like in ill, you know, poor health and just had a stroke sort of in the natural course of things. You think this was pretty obviously a direct consequence of getting the Pfizer or the vaccine. Do you know which vaccine she got?
Yeah, it was the Pfizer one.
It was the Pfizer, okay.
Yeah, and the thing with it is, like, everybody in the shop knows I'm an info warrior. I'm not crazy about it. Like, I don't push it on anybody, but they all know how I feel about the vaccine and whatnot, so... But I asked him, like, well, you know, why are you getting a shot for? He goes, well, you know, the wife's family is really pressuring me and her to go get it. So they end up getting it, and then, you know, he tells me about the mild stroke. And I'm like, you know, hey, what's going on? You know, I hate to say this, but do you think it's a vaccine? And he kind of looks down and shakes his head. He goes, you know, Steve, I don't know, but, you know, it could be. Mm-hmm. So I don't think they're blaming the vaccine, but either way, it's just they're good people. They don't deserve this, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's a bummer. It's like we tell people don't get the vaccine. It's not worth the side effects. I mean, just to measure the, you know, cost risk benefit analysis. What are you getting for the risk that you're taking? The risk that you're taking
exactly.
is massive, and what you're getting
exactly.
is nothing. It's not even a vaccine. It doesn't even make you immune. It just makes you slightly, you know, more likely to survive the disease or not show symptoms. It's incredibly bizarre. Well, do you know what the status is now with this stroke? I mean, is she paralyzed as well? Or is she recovering well, Steve?
To my knowledge, she's still in the hospital, and she's he keeps pointing to the left. He hasn't specified which side. I'm only guessing and assuming that it's the left because he keeps going at his left hip, and she couldn't, use a lighter on her left hand and stuff like that. But I don't want to ask too many questions either. I kind of want to make him upset, but it's just a shame. Because, like, everybody here in Michigan, it's like a 50-50. You see people driving in their cars by themselves with a face mask, and you see a majority of people not wearing face masks, so it's... I don't even know what to say at this point. It's really weird.
It is really, really weird. Do you know if the stroke was reported to the VAERS forum or whether the doctors were acknowledging that this was a side effect? Do you know that?
I don't know, but from what he's saying to me and the way that they're talking about it seems like they're avoiding that whole that whole conversation. It seems like that way.
Well, I'm not surprised, and it's just something right. We should keep in mind when we hear about the vaccine adverse reactions, that a lot of them are not being reported, and this could be another case of that. Well, thank you so much for the call, Steve. Keep up the good work and the info warrioring there in your own life, and prayers to that woman. I mean, this is kind of a difference between a lot of what you see on the left, like the people on the left, if somebody who is against masking or against the vaccines gets COVID, it's all celebration. It's like nobody here is celebrating the fact that there are vaccine reactions. This is a horrible medical experiment that people are being subjected to. And these innocent people who just believe the authorities, they just, think, it's a doctor, I should trust him. And now they end up paralyzed or, with a stroke. There's nothing to celebrate there. We pity them and we wish they had, not shown so much trust in the people who have not done anything to earn their trust. No celebrations here. This is all tragic stuff that we're dealing with. Thanks for the call, Steve. Let's go to Jarrett in New England, who has a comment about heart conditions after the vaccine. Thanks for calling in, Jarrett. You are on American Journal.
Hey, Harrison. So I'm a registered nurse. I work in a large 600-patient hospital in New England. And I had a patient that developed chest pain 3 days after taking the second shot of the Moderna vaccine. He was feeling fever and malaise until that point, was raking his leaves, called EMS and was worked up in the hospital for a heart attack. His EKG changes, cardiac enzymes tested positive. They brought him to the catheterization lab. He tested negative for that, so they figured it was something myocarditis, so heart inflammation. Mm. And they weren't able to completely link it to the vaccine, but it just seems oddly coincidental that his symptoms continued until that point, and it was only 3 days after taking the shot.
Right. So no symptoms, takes the shot, gets symptoms of side effects. Then, by the time – or, before those stop happening – he's been diagnosed with something far more severe. It's a pattern that we've seen rather often. Stay on the line, Jared. I'm going to ask you a few more questions as you are a nurse and probably have some better experience in this with than most people. We'll be back in just a few minutes with the vaccine call-in special. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here with some really good news. Four of our best-selling products are back in stock. Four of these bad boys that will enrich your life and, of course, fund the InfoWar. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Alpha Power for your stamina, libido, energy. Prostaguard with the salt palmetto and a bunch of key vitamins and minerals for your immune system. And, of course, Vaso Beach, concentrated beet extract. Create nitrous oxide in your blood that's essential for your heart and for your lungs and especially for your liver. And this is great because with all the shutdowns and the lockdowns, it's been hard to get these products, and they're finally back in, and they're critical to funding our operation. Plus, they're great products. I want to thank you all for your support. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get your InfoWars Life products while you still can. Vaso Beats, Prostaguard, Alpha Power, and, of course, Bodies, all back in stock now at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
14 months ago, I told you that the global lockdown was going to kill tens of millions of people by starvation and was going to cause a global depression in the first world. And now it has. It was a no-brainer then that you should get high-quality storable food and save it because it is insurance you can eat. And with all the inflation we knew was coming, that was one way to beat inflation. A lot of you listened. You did a great job. Some of you didn't. Now is the time to take action before food prices only continue to increase. Every index shows it. It's basically a guarantee barring a miracle. And we wish it wasn't the case. But let's make lemonade out of these lemons. For only a few days more until next Wednesday, May 12th, you can get 2020 prices still at preparewithalex.com. And then the prices are going to have to go back to what they were, still lower than most major competitors, and the food is the highest quality you're going to find. Preparewithalex.com. Take action now. Preparewithalex.com. Secure your food while you still can. Your brain, your heart, your bones, your liver, your eyes, everything has a better shot at surviving in this crazy environment when you have high-quality fish oil. We've got the best out there. We have the highest grade of fish oil available, and what it does for your body is simply amazing. Everybody already knows what high-quality fish oil does, and it costs us even more to put it through a process to remove any trace mercury that's in it. So this is also clean fish oil. It's been sold out for months, but it's back in stock, 50% off. Krill oil is set to sell out. It's amazing as well. It's at 25% off, but when you get them both together in a combo, it's 50% off as well. Ultimate Fish Oil, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And when I forget to take it, I really feel it. When I take a couple of them before I go to sleep at night, it makes my dreams even more amazing. Listeners thought I was joking. You've tried it out, and most of you have been blown away. Get your fish oil today at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate Fish Oil, InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate Fish Oil, InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are in the midst of our vaccine reaction call-in special, hearing from people who personally have experience with this or know people who have experienced severe adverse reactions. On the line now is Jarrett in New England, who is a nurse and a registered nurse, and says that he witnessed somebody go in for the vaccine and come out with a heart condition. Do you know which vaccine this was, Jarrett? It was the Moderna, you said, second
Moderna,
dose?
Moderna, yeah.
Okay. And do you know if this was reported to the VAERS system?
I'm not sure.
Okay. So just remind us again exactly what happened. Somebody came in, they got the second dose of the Moderna vaccine. They were symptomatic for a few days, but nothing too serious until it became serious enough that they had to return to the hospital.
Right. Yeah. So I had him 3 days after. This was a perfectly healthy 36-year-old.
Oh, young guy.
Pre-existing conditions. Yeah. And, so he got the shot, developed the side effects. And then he was raking his lawn 3 days after, and then developed the chest pain. He called EMS. He was worked up for a heart attack at the hospital. He had ST changes on his EKG, which is indicative of someone having an acute heart attack. He had positive cardiac enzymes, which is another way to test for it. He was brought to the catheterization lab, which would test for a heart, like a clot in one of the coronary arteries of the heart, but that tested negative. So based off of that, the differential diagnosis they gave him was myocarditis. So he had inflammation of the muscles of his heart, which just seems very weird.
Yeah. Do you know any reason why the COVID vaccine would have such an effect on the blood? I mean, I still haven't seen this really figured out.
I'm not 100% sure. My only guess is that, like, we're all pretty specific as far as, like, the certain receptors that we have on our bodies. Like, I know COVID affects certain people certain different ways based off of, like, the receptors that they have in their body in certain parts. And I'm only curious if he had something, like, maybe in the vaccine that got – because myocarditis is usually due to some kind of infection. Mm. And it's an immune response in the tissues of the heart causing inflammation. So there must have been something in that in the shot that made his heart have some kind of immune reaction. I'm not sure.
Right. Well, yeah, that is somewhat terrifying. A heart attack at 36 years old because of the vaccine. Thanks so much for the call, Jared. I really appreciate it and appreciate your expertise in this, using terms like EKG that I'm not even – totally sure what they stand for, but that's why we have people call in. You folks out there know a lot more than I do in a lot of this situation. So we rely on the crowdsourcing of the knowledge, crowdsourcing of the information. Thanks so much, Jared. We have Brian in New Hampshire. Brian, you called in last week about your brother's job forcing him to get the vaccine. Remind me how that ended up. Did he end up losing his job and quitting his job, or did he end up getting the vaccine? I remember you calling in, but I don't remember exactly the details of your story. So if you can run through them again for us, Brian, you're on the air.
Yeah, man. Yeah, of course. So what was coming down was a policy came down through his company that told him basically he has to get the vaccine within a month or they're gonna can him. So, you know, me and my father being InfoWarriors for years and years, we advised them go ahead and get the Nuremberg code out. Mm. We printed that off for him, told him, you know, this is not a time to stand down. You got to buck up to these people. Doesn't matter if they're small time, not worth losing your job over.
Yeah.
So he went in to work the next day, brought the Nuremberg code, all that good stuff with him, gave it to his manager, and he shot it up the pipeline. Well, what was also happening in the background is, you know, he had shared his opinions and his thoughts about everything going on with his other employees. Even the ones that got the vaccine and were ready to comply with it, well, they decided, too, that it was wrong. So everybody, even the vaccined people, started bucking the system and going to the managers and going to the company owners and telling them, like, hey, this is wrong. We're about to lose these guys. You're going to lose everybody if you do this because we're not going to stand for it.
Wow, no way.
So just this morning, he sent me a piece of paper that basically said it was from the owners basically saying, like, we didn't expect to have such a volatile kickback for our policy from so many employees. So they canceled the policy. They're no longer going to be requiring vaccines. But the only stipulation now is they said within a month they're going to have a new policy come down with individual restrictions. So I'm assuming those of, you know, the people that didn't get the vaccine, maybe will have to wear a mask for the rest of their lives working there.
Right.
You know,
right.
Who knows what the restrictions are, but it's a very good sign for even small companies like this little tiny factory that, you know, it just gives us a shred of hope that even the people that are on board with it and ready to comply can be turned around just by the, you know, the humanity of it. You don't want to see people lose their jobs over stuff like this. And it's just not right.
Yeah.
And people
yeah.
know it. And they're ready to stand for it. So
that is great. Yeah, that's very good news. Even a minor victory in this onslaught is something worth celebrating. And that is no minor victory. I mean, getting, you know, employees to come together and resist the coercion of the company to get everybody to get vaccines, that is major. And that is how it should be. Sure, if you want to get the vaccine, you can get the vaccine. You're more than welcome. Be a guinea pig. Be a medical experiment. That's your right. We should also recognize that you're stepping into major dangerous territory when the government or businesses are permitted to mandate experimental vaccines on their employees. That is a red line that no American should be okay with crossing, even if you think the vaccine is a good thing. There are lots of things I think are good. I'm not going to support employers or the government forcing those things on unwilling participants. That's not the way America is supposed to work. So that is extremely uplifting, and it's good to know that there are people out there, even if they get fooled and even if they go get the vaccine, are willing to stand up and say this isn't right, that forcing it on people that don't want it isn't right. That's very, very good to hear, Brian. I'm glad that's going well. I look forward to hearing from you again once the new individual dictates come down to determine exactly how they're going to punish the vaccine refusers. We give us a call back when that happens, Brian?
Absolutely, man. I'll keep you guys updated. And I just wanted to say one last thing. God bless the InfoWars. God bless everyone that participates and gives to the buys the supplements and everything like that. Just keep standing up. Keep it up, America.
We plan on it. Thank you so much, Brian. Very, very good news. And Brian and his brother, they're making a difference in people's lives. People really need to understand the door that they're opening, the Pandora's box that they're unleashing when they allow for medical experimentation to be mandated on a population. It's just absolutely unfathomable where that could lead and how hard it will be to stop once it gets there. Let's go now to Scott in St. Louis. Thank you so much for calling in, Scott. You're saying the hospital tried to force the flu vaccine on you. I didn't even know they were coming out with flu vaccines anymore. I thought the flu was over now that COVID has moved into town. What's this all about, Scott? You're on the air.
Yeah, Harrison, nice to talk to you. Thank you, man. Basically, the reason I wanted to bring this up is because I think it could help people in the future. I had no idea. Like, this was actually before COVID. 2 or 3 years ago, I went into the hospital, and I was basically kind of out of it. And they tried to forcefully inject me with the vaccine, and right before they jabbed me with it, I said, whoa, what the heck are you doing? And they said, oh, it's just a flu shot. I said, whoa, no, I don't want a flu shot. What are you doing? No. And so they're like, okay, sorry. So they're trying to forcefully inject people with this stuff. Why are they pushing it so hard? Why are they trying to force it on people even if without their consent?
Mm.
And, you know, even after that, they tried to do it again. And I think at one point when after they had me on a bunch of morphine or whatever, they finally did prick me with it without even asking me. So I'm just warning people in the future. I mean, if you go in that type of situation, they might try to forcefully push that on you. So right. You got to be aware of that, right?
Right. What you're pointing out is so true because what we're experiencing now with the COVID vaccine, not particularly novel for those of us, who have been involved in the InfoWar for a while. We know the way that they attempt to force vaccines on people has been going on for quite a while, especially like having just had a kid. I mean, you have to really be aggressive to get them to not stick a needle in your child, which it seems like that should be the normal setting. The normal setting should be we will not inject you with anything that you don't specifically ask for. But it's been reversed now to where you have to, like, be vigilant and be actively, like, watching your child at all times to make sure they don't sneak him off and inject him with something because they think they know more than you and should have a more say over your child than you. With the flu vaccines and everything, this pushing of vaccines has been going on for a long time to lay the groundwork for the mandates that are happening now.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
So what's the most important part, let's say, in a bulldozer running over the globalist? The treads, the wheels, the engine, the scoop on the front. It's all very important, but the fuel is paramount, and that's my allegory. TurboForce is vitamins, minerals, amino acids that synergistically work with six different natural forms of healthy, clean energy that last for 10 hours in the average metabolic system metabolism of a human. Some people get 15 hours out of it. Some people get about 8 hours. But people take this. People are taking it in sports. People cannot believe it's the best they've ever had because it's not hype. Nobody puts as much product into their pre-workouts, their post-workouts. You can call us whatever you want. It's a total solution. All around, the best you're going to find. Turbo Force. Without you, we don't roll. With you, we surge forward together. It's like the bulldozer without the diesel fuel. If we don't have your financial support, we will be defeated. You support us and get products you already need that literally fuel your body and your mind. It's a win-win. 360 together. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Paralysis, blood clots, death, all sorts of insane side effects from the vaccines have been reported ever since they were rolled out, or really ever since they started to get tested. We have seen this phenomenon of just the most bizarre and wildly disparate reactions occurring immediately after getting these vaccines. That is the number one primary topic of today's program on American Journal. It's the vaccine reaction call-in special. We have more calls to get to, including Denise in Sacramento. We have Ben on the East Coast, Brandon in California. If you want to give us a call, the number to dial is 1-877-789-2539. We'll be going out to those calls in just a moment. But in this first short segment at the top of the hour, I want to change gears just a little bit because this video, which was released over the weekend, is absolutely fantastic and well worth a moment of your time. Again, sort of off topic here, but not really. We'll tie it all back in together. But I found this video and I just have to share it with the InfoWars audience. As a news reporter being confronted by a citizen journalist and absolutely humiliated, really. So let's watch this now. A little conversation between regular Americans and the mouthpieces of the state, the MSM. Let's watch.
Protesters, I have no political agenda, sir. I really don't.
What about all
nobody
the
nobody that I know does either? We're purely objective journalists.
Yeah, you are. What about
truly, sir, from the bottom of my heart?
Okay, I know.
Have a political dog in any.
Okay, what about all the what about all the compilation videos where they show thousands of newscasts in every city all reporting and saying the exact same thing?
I nobody tells me what to say, sir.
But what are those compilation videos on YouTube and Twitter? They got millions and millions of views where every reporter in every city, at every station, they say the exact same thing, word for word. How do you explain that?
I don't know what you're referring to, so I can't.
Of course you don't. Of course you don't.
Yeah. Okay.
I know. Okay.
All right. Have a good one.
You too.
Thank you so much for your time.
It was great talking to you.
Have a good one.
Put your mask on. Watch out. The virus is going to get you. Why do you got to wear? You didn't have your mask on the whole time, and now you're putting your mask on. Here's the guy. He's been standing here the whole time without his mask. Here's his camera dude with no mask on. But here he is. Now he's still trying to scare everyone. Oh, he's going to put his mask on while he reports. Keep spreading that fear, buddy. Keep spreading that fear. Why didn't you have your mask on before? Now he's not talking to me. Why didn't you have your mask on the last 10 minutes? Huh?
They're asking us to wear it per guidelines for television.
Oh, so you're told what to do. Exactly. You just told me you weren't told what to do. You just told me you could do whatever you want.
I was told not. I wasn't told what to say.
Oh, you're just told what to wear.
We're trying to follow and set a good example.
Oh, okay. Set a good example. Is that what it is?
Okay. Sir, I appreciate it. Can you please let me do my job now?
I like filming phonies. What's your name again?
David Phony? Kaplan.
Yeah, go somewhere else.
I like filming phonies. I love it. Fantastic stuff. I really, really enjoy that. But you know what the guy said is kind of true. No one necessarily tells him what to say because the establishment of this class of people has already taken place of mind-controlled, bootlicking sycophants. They get the professional jobs because the people in charge know we don't have to dictate anything to them. They understand it on an instinctual level. They already know what they're supposed to report and not supposed to report. And they know that they don't have to be told anything. You just keep it nice and vague, and they're constantly afraid, okay, if I report something that the people above me don't like, then they're going to fire me and come down on me. So I'll censor myself. I'll make sure what I say comports with what I know they are already wanting to dictate to the people. And then, of course, just humiliated by this guy pointing out that the man is not wearing a mask. Total hypocrite. Oh, but to be an example, to convince everybody else to wear a mask, he'll put on the mask in front of the camera just like Dr. Fauci does.
Listeners have rightfully been complaining the last 6 months or so saying, where are most of the best-selling products you have that we love? And my answer is the supply chain has broken down. I have to either reformulate or I have to lower the quality to get a lot of these. And so that's why we don't have a lot of products in. That's why InfoWars is in financial trouble, is because if we had the products, you would be buying it. We'd have the money. But so many of them have been sold out, just like you notice a lot of other items at the store aren't available because civilization is being artificially imploded. But finally, X2 is back in stock. The good halogen, deep earth crystal iodine, so essential in your body. It's really the missing link. It's 50% off. We got a big shipment of it at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, when it gets ready to sell out, we'll have to go back to near full price. Take advantage of this now. Stock up. And don't forget to take your X2, because I have a tendency to forget how great it is and not take it myself. But when I do, stamina, libido, energy, weight loss, it's incredible. It's essential. It's X2 at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Those poor mainstream media mouthpieces that actually think that they're independent, actually think that what they're reporting on is not being decided for them by the corporate establishment who pays their bills. Where do you think you get your assignments from, you fools? Who do you think's inserting that text, that copy into your teleprompter that you're using? We here at InfoWars, no teleprompters, no oversight board, no corporate donors to limit our freedom of speech. When I tell you that nobody tells me what to say, I mean nobody. Alex Jones could. He's the only one here who could tell me what to say, and he doesn't. So nobody tells me what to say. And nobody tells you what to say when you call in. And of course, that's what we're doing here today. It's the Vaccine Reaction Call-In Special. The number to dial, 1-877-789-2539. We're looking for personal accounts of you or somebody that you know who has had a severe or adverse reaction to the COVID vaccine. If you or someone you know has experienced one of these reactions, we want to hear about it. The number to dial again is 1-877-789-2539. And once again, nobody is telling me what to say. Nobody's going to tell you what to say when you call in here. That is what it is to run an open forum and to truly live the spirit of the First Amendment and what it once meant to be an American, rather than just pay lip service to it as you grovel to your globalist totalitarian masters. InfoWars, practically the only media who can truly say no one tells us what to report on. Let's go now back out to the phone lines. We have who has called in. First, we'll go to Johnny in Denmark. Says he knows a nurse that actually woke up to this truth. A lot of nurses, a lot of doctors not taking the shot, and that's causing some problems in hospitals when even the people administering the shot say, I think I'll wait. I think I'll wait till it's actually been tested for a little while. Thanks for calling in, Johnny. What's the story behind this nurse that you know? You're on the air, sir.
Yeah, it's someone I know fairly well, and she's been a registered nurse for 15 years in what I believe is Denmark's most prestigious hospital. And this is a very promising indication, the silver or gold or platinum lining on the cloud. She used to be very gung-ho about COVID-19. She bought the whole storyline, hook, line, and sinker. Until one of her fellow registered nurses at the hospital
who is apparently in good health and only, I believe, 55 years old, died a few days after taking the COVID-19 injection. And now, not only won't she take the vaccine, she will not allow any member of her family to take the vaccine. And I believe the same is true of her fellow nurses, at least the ones she's in close contact with.
Well, that's great. That is very good to hear. And sometimes it does take that personal experience, as horrific as it is. You know, sometimes people don't realize until the person that they love or somebody that they know dies from the vaccine. They go, hold on, now I'll start asking questions about this. Now maybe I'll start looking into the people that were warning me about this before it ever happened. The truly bizarre thing comes in when people have loved ones die from the vaccine, and then they go on to say, oh, but you should still get it. They say, yes, my wife, yes, my husband died as a reaction to the vaccine, but don't let that stop you from getting the vaccine, and I still support you getting the vaccine. That is something I don't understand, and that's something that we've seen a lot of over the last couple months. People literally, their husbands die because of the vaccine, and then they go out of their way to make a statement saying, but you should still get the vaccine. It's that I do not understand. That really blows my mind and speaks to something far more destructive in the human psyche. Thanks for calling in, Johnny. Always appreciate it. Let's go to Ben on the East Coast. I like how people are being nice and vague with their locations these days. Usually it's the state that you're from, but now they're like, I'm from the east part of the country. I get it, man. Questioning this stuff can be a little bit dangerous. Maybe you don't want your identification out there. And we're happy to give you a nice fake pseudonym. Heck, tell us you're from Timbuktu. We don't care. We just want you on the air. And as long as you're telling the truth about the vaccine reactions, then you can name yourself whatever the heck you want. Ben from the East Coast called in about a friend that got vaxxed. Thanks for calling in, Ben. You are on the air.
Hi. Yes, I actually have a friend who just got the vaccine. Well, he got the Moderna twice. And he's going for his booster when it comes out in fall. The effect he had was, like, not severe, thank God, but he came into church, service and went to do the tech crew, and he looked like he was, like, flu-like, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah, this is definitely the most common vaccine reaction, and we know from the data, reported something like 80% of people will experience some sort of reaction, and this is probably the most common, a general sense of flu-like symptoms. A numbness or a pain in the injection spot or the injection left. If you get in your left, your whole left arm or whole left side will be sore from it. So, yeah, while we have been hearing people reporting deaths or strokes or paralyzation, that's the extreme cases. The vast, vast majority of cases, and not even majority of side effect cases, but the majority of people who get the vaccine experience this type of side effect, this type of flu-like symptoms or pain in the arm. And, of course, Bill Gates laughs when he hears this and says, oh, well, that's just necessary, as he smiles his grim, foreboding smile. Is he recovered now, Ben, or did he have to go home? I mean, we've heard of entire schools being shut down because the whole staff went and got vaccinated and there weren't enough teachers healthy enough to actually, carry on the school. So your friend, Ben, was he able to sort of shake it off and get through it, or did he have to go home and did he get worse? So what's the prognosis at this point?
So far, I have no idea, because when he got the first time, like, he actually got, like, I wouldn't say too worse, but he got, like, just like this. When he got the first injection, his wife didn't get it until she got the second one.
Yeah, we're hearing a lot of that, and that's to be expected with this vaccine. I mean, they say, be ill for the next week or two after you get this shot. Perfectly safe. We're safe and effective, safe and effective. Thanks for the call, Ben. Let's go now to Brandon in California. Brandon in California, you went to the pharmacist and asked for an insert to this vaccine. For those who don't know, each and every vaccine produced comes with a foldable insert on which the information about the vaccine, including the ingredients and potential side effects, is usually printed there. You went to the pharmacist and asked for this vaccine insert, Brandon. What did you hear when you asked for that?
Well, the first pharmacist, I went to Safeway. I'd kind of do Instacart on the side and use all that extra money to buy y'all's product.
Excellent.
But so the first one, I stopped at the Safeway in my hometown, And I asked the pharmacist, she goes, oh, no, you don't want that. It's blank. And I said, well, yeah, actually, that's kind of why I do want it. And then she kind of rolled her eyes and got one for me. But then the second one I went to at Walmart, the pharmacist, they tried to lie and say they didn't have it when they were advertising the vaccine on their intercom.
Right.
And I'm like, no, it comes with every box of 10 comes with one of those inserts in it. And I know they're blank. And she goes, well, legally, this is what I have to give you. She gave me a printout. And so I looked at it. And it just basically said the whole blah, 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 safe and effective.
Mm.
It's been tested, CDC recommend. I said, this doesn't have the ingredients on it. And she goes, what do you mean? And then I picked a block of cheese out of my cart. And I said, well, this block of cheese right here, you know, it tells me that there's yellow dye in it.
Makes right.
Yellow. They have to tell me I'm going to put this chemical in my body. But you're advertising this vaccine, and you can't even tell me what's in it. And, she was like, well, yeah, I know what's in it. And I said, well, what's in it? She's all, the mRNA and what else? And she goes, other inactive ingredients. I said, what are they? And then she goes, well, it's on. I said, go get the insert. It's blank. And then she went and got it, and she came back and had it ripped halfway open. She goes, no, there's writing on it. It had the same Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 label on it that the other lady showed on that one video that, you know, inspired me to go do this.
Yeah, yeah. Here, the our television viewers, or if you're watching on Band .video, you're seeing right now one of the examples of these pharmacists showing they take out the vaccine insert that's usually covered in information. They unfold it, and it's totally blank. And you have to ask yourself, why would they put in a blank vaccine insert, right? Why wouldn't they just not put anything in there, just put a little piece? Why would you put this blanket-sized piece of paper folded up in there? The reality is they assume people aren't going to read it and aren't going to, you know, unfold it. They just put it in there just to make people assume that it'll say something on it. Truly incredible. Thanks for the call, Brandon.
You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility. But I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us for a lot of reasons. I can't tell you what's going on, but let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us, and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products, plus they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air, and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Your brain, your heart, your bones, your liver, your eyes, everything has a better shot at surviving in this crazy environment when you have high-quality fish oil. We've got the best out there. We have the highest grade of fish oil available, and what it does for your body is simply amazing. Everybody already knows what high-quality fish oil does, and it costs us even more to put it through a process to remove any trace mercury that's in it. So this is also clean fish oil. It's been sold out for months, but it's back in stock, 50% off. Krill oil is set to sell out. It's amazing as well. It's at 25% off, but when you get them both together in a combo, it's 50% off as well. Ultimate Fish Oil, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And when I forget to take it, I really feel it. When I take a couple of them before I go to sleep at night, it makes my dreams even more amazing. Listeners thought I was joking. You've tried it out, and most of you have been blown away. Get your fish oil today at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate Fish Oil, InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate Fish Oil, InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
The equation is very simple. The mega banks control the media. They control Big Pharma. They control academia. They control the military industrial complex. They control big tech. And everywhere that they have been in control in the third world, they have established absolute total despotism and dehumanization. It is the Western Christian idea of human freedom that ended slavery and that promoted women's rights and so much more that actually threatens them. So because they can't defeat that empowering ethic, they instead co-opt it, turn it upside down, and use the idea of equality to actually destroy human freedom and the free market that threatens their monopolies of control. That's why they target InfoWars, because we understand the keys to defeating them. But the only way our transmission gets out is if you promote InfoWars and Band.video. So redouble your efforts. We're all in this together.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at Band.video.
How you get so much favor
so
on
much
your
of
side?
What we see, the
except the measure, Lord, and Savior, I replied.
Paving the road down which they plan to lead the rest of humanity. It's not necessarily about what's happening at that time, but rather what's happening at that time will lay the groundwork for what they plan on continuing or rolling out later. That's what so much of this vaccine mandate, so many of these contribute to that, because even if it was a perfectly safe, perfectly valid, 100% effective vaccine, you still would have trouble making the legal argument that you can force this type of stuff on people. And yet that's what they want to do, and they want to do it down the line to an even greater degree. Just know, once you take this poison pill, once you agree to be in this system, you're in. I mean, you're in for good. You can't back out of this. You've allowed them to establish the cage around you, and now you're locked in. So people might think, well, I'll just take the vaccine for now. Well, it turns out suddenly you need another vaccine in 6 months. Well, it turns out you need another vaccine every 3 months. Now they're coming up with vaccines every month, and you have to take it or you won't be allowed to participate in public life, and you aren't allowed to question what's in the vaccine that they're giving you. This is the world that they're setting up. This is the world that they're creating. And there have been so many bizarre and seemingly completely unrelated reactions to the vaccine that it really has – you really have to wonder what the heck is in this stuff. Why is it causing all of these different reactions? I have here laid out in front of me just a few of the articles from InfoWars.com. People being diagnosed with all sorts of strange things after getting the vaccine, which caused me to ask the question, why is a vaccine for supposedly a respiratory illness causing all these things like blood clots or menstrual cycle irregularities, all these weird things that shouldn't have anything to do with? Well, now we have on the line Dr. Peter from The Border. He might have some answers for me from a technical level of understanding. Thank you so much for calling in, Dr. Peter. What is behind some of these, especially the heart problems after the vaccination? Do you have an answer for me?
Well, one of the things that's interesting, an article just came out in March, not peer-reviewed yet, but this is the title, SARS-CoV-2 spike protein impairs endothelial function, and that's the function of the blood vessels. So what they're looking at is basically they did a study where they made the S protein, and what they found was the S protein actually triggers mitochondrial reactive oxygen species, which you're familiar with your DNA force, by the way, which I'll give a plug for, which my wife takes every day, and I do too. It's great stuff. But the it's paradoxical, they say, because what's happening is they looked at SARS-CoV-1 and they're looking at the S protein. They see damage in the endothelial cells, the blood cells. And so what could be happening is that basically the S protein is causing these problems. So what is in the vaccine? the S protein. You produce your own. What's interesting, the conclusion of the article they come to, which is paradoxical also, is that they say, well, we need vaccines against the S protein.
What?
But I know, it's so bizarre. And you should read the comments if you get a chance to see. There was a comment section. And people are like, well, that's the vaccine. What are you talking about? That's what in this, through this article. So it's very interesting that they did this with a pseudovirus expressing S protein, and they did it in hamsters. So it goes through all the technical stuff, but it basically attacks the mitochondria. And I have a story. We have a good friend who the person decided that I'm intellectual, I'm taking the vaccine, ended up really sick the first shot, second shot, been in the hospital all weekend.
Oh, gosh.
With difficult. I mean, it's just typical. And this is what we're up against. So there's a lot of research that's coming out, but also a lot of research is being suppressed. And
yep.
I really recommend also, Harrison, the Oxford Center for Evidence-Based Medicine. Dr. Hennigan has been fighting against the lockdowns. He'll present both sides of the argument, but there are scholarly people out there who are trying to do their best. Recently, you probably heard about the summit that was held in Florida with the doctors down there with the governor.
Yep.
Well, we've been sounding this alarm. I have a degree also in health science, and we've never handled a pandemic like this. This is ridiculous, and people got to wake up because you're right, Harrison. Once they take this, we don't know. All bets are off. So, but the reason I do this, Harrison, is because at UCLA, I was the most arrogant person you'll ever meet, and I gave my life to Jesus Christ, and I decided to help people as much as I can. The cost, it's going to cost me. I know that. And we've already talked to our sheriff in our county. He will not enforce mandates. I tell you, people get these articles, take them to your local sheriff, take them to your school board. That's what we're heading there next. We're going to try to meet with the Mexican consulate, see if Mexico might want to be willing to actually protect their people. So we've got to make a stand. There's good stuff out there that we can share. And we do really have the science on our side, even though it's being suppressed. And I think there's even folks out there that are working. They look like they're on our side, but they're not.
You make so many great points, and we could go a million different directions in this. But let me just backtrack a little bit and make sure I understand what you're saying about these spike proteins. Our body creates proteins. They supposedly with this, I mean, they're not injecting proteins into us. But what you're saying is that the proteins that your body is creating are affected by the vaccine, and that leads to the heart issues that we're having. Did I hear that correctly?
So what's happening is if you were to take the Johnson & Johnson, for example, that already has the S protein in it. That is what causes the
heart
virus to bind to the ACE2. Okay. So what happens is the other ones cause the RNA goes into your body and causes you to produce the S protein.
I see.
That S protein, they're saying in this study, when they took the S protein, they found that caused the body to attack its own cells through ACE2 down regulation, which means that it causes the ACE2 not to function properly. So it's a part of our body, ACE2 enzyme, but when it doesn't function properly, it's causing the cardiac issues, and they're suggesting that COVID may be more of a cardiac problem or a blood vessel problem than even a pulmonary problem.
Mm.
So that's through this article. Now, their downfall on this article is they created this artificially. So now they're suggesting we need to go back and study this again. But just like, you know, there are the studies from the past that have been done on these vaccines that showed that, you know, the animals suffered. They have what's called the antibody dependent enhancement, where your body basically it's basically like an allergic reaction. It's very technical. This stuff is so technical. I'm a physical therapist. I love studying joints and muscles, but I never thought I'd be into virology.
Right.
So it's ridiculous. Yeah. You have to know some of these things to be able to stand up against it. So.
Right. And you're right to point out that while there are studies that are showing some of the problems, a lot of the science is being suppressed, and it's something that I guess people out there don't understand. They trust the science, trust the science. Well, your science is not trustworthy. It's not pure. It's not being done by people with altruistic and, you know, the focus on bettering humanity. It's often being funded by pharmaceutical companies, And if you want to support something that goes against the mainstream narrative, you'll likely be shut down. You know, I think back to that study from Brown University about transgenderism and rapid onset transgenderism, and they pulled it from the scientific journal because of complaints from the transgender community. The science was valid, but it went against their narrative, and we're seeing that same thing with COVID-19, which should outrage anybody who actually cares about public health, that science is being manipulated in this way.
14 months ago, I told you that the global lockdown was going to kill tens of millions of people by starvation and was going to cause a global depression in the first world. And now it has. It was a no-brainer then that you should get high-quality, storable food and save it because it is insurance you can eat. And with all the inflation we knew was coming, that was one way to beat inflation. A lot of you listened. You did a great job. Some of you didn't. Now is the time to take action before food prices only continue to increase. Every index shows it. It's basically a guarantee barring a miracle. And we wish it wasn't the case. But let's make lemonade out of these lemons. For only a few days more until next Wednesday, May 12th, you can get 2020 prices still at preparewithalex.com. And then the prices are going to have to go back to what they were, still lower than most major competitors, and the food is the highest quality you're going to find. Preparewithalex.com. Take action now. Preparewithalex.com. Secure your food while you still can. When listeners call into the show and thank me for all I've done, I always stop them and I say, thank you for what you've done. Thank you for keeping InfoWars on the air. Thank you for praying for us, and thank you for spreading the word. If all of you will simply go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a privacy pocket for your iPhone or Droid, it will teach you and others that these things are surveilling you. It will remind you every day like it does me and my family, and it will protect where you go and what you do. Not because you've done something wrong, but because the big telecoms, big tech, and the globalists are predatory and are evil. And in this surveillance state, we need to more and more start doing everything we can to mitigate the criminal activity they're involved in. These are the highest quality, highest ratings. They're available at InfoWarsStore.com in four different colors, and they are only $19.95. The exact same pocket is sold for $24.95 or even $29.95 everywhere. They're available right now for $19.95, and they fund the InfoWar. Please take action today. Protect your privacy and fund the InfoWar.
Serving with InfoWars is a great honor, but I still need my morning coffee. And luckily, our break room at the InfoWars headquarters is stocked full of high-quality InfoWars Store Patriot Blend coffee. Grown in the high mountains of southern Mexico, the Chiapas farmers grow 100% organic, non-GMO coffee at the ideal altitude for the perfect cup. A robust coffee with great flavor and mild acidity. There has never been a more important time to support InfoWars. So if you love coffee, and if you want to fight for freedom, then you can help. Order now at the InfoWars store. Sign up for AutoShip and get your own high-quality supply of Patriot Blend coffee delivered right to your door at InfoWarsStore.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their Dark Order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand.
The globalists fear this film made 14 years ago. It is the blueprint for their plan to take over the world. It is the blueprint for the Great Reset. It is Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com with a zero country code, meaning you can make copies of it anywhere in the world. I strongly suggest you get the film Endgame at InfoWarsStore.com. I strongly suggest you make copies and share it. And if you take that action, I demand you tell others you've given a copy to that they make copies and share it as well. That will trigger distribution by proxy, meaning we the people cannot be stopped.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. We're chugging along here on on the vaccine reaction call-in special, getting some really great calls, even more to get to today. And, you know, just during the break, I was just trying to think about all of the different aspects that this one topic involves. Everything from the coercion and you know, threatening of the American people. You either submit to, you know, this medical experiment, or you will be denied the ability to travel around, and just how despicable and wrong that is. The sheer risk versus reward layout of this, and you know, what we're laying out here is all of the risks, all of the massive risks that you face as potential side effects when you take the vaccine, versus the reward, which is nothing essentially. Maybe you're slightly less likely to get the virus, but you weren't very likely to get it beforehand. You still have to be locked down. You still have to wear masks. You're still being told not to participate in your normal life. The economy is still crashing. What is the benefit here? Slightly less likely to get the virus itself, a virus that has a survivability above 99%. That's the reward that you're getting. The risk that you're facing is, well, paralysis, death, blood clots, Bell's palsy, all sorts of horrible stuff. And there's just this one topic encompasses so much of what the globalist plan really hinges on, the control that they're attempting to implement on people around the world. It really is a monumentally important topic, so I'm so glad that we're dedicating the entire show to this today. Let's go now back out to the phone calls. We're going to go to John in Arizona in just a second with a very important call, but Denise in Sacramento has been holding for a while, and I want to hear from her. Denise in Sacramento, thanks so much for calling. You are on the air, ma'am.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is Bernice in San Diego. Did I say Sacramento?
That was Denise crazy. In Sacramento, Bernice in San Diego. We're getting there. We're close enough, right? Okay, I'm sorry. Bernice in San Diego. Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, welcome to the show, Bernice.
Thank you. So I'm moving out of San Diego and to a place out of town, and I have a new neighbor who I'm getting friendly with, and I hadn't seen him in a while, and he came down and visited me the other day, which I thought was super nice, and we got on the subject. After a nice conversation, of course, we ended up talking about the vaccine, because I shared with him my nightmares of having parents in a care facility who refused to take the vaccine and what a nightmare that is. And my neighbor pipes in and says that his best friend is a doctor, and his doctor buddy says anyone who doesn't take the vaccine should make sure that their will is in order.
Should make sure that their will is in order if they don't take the vaccine?
Yes, that's what his best friend doctor said. And then my neighbor said that his buddy has intubated dozens of patients and not one has survived.
Right.
And the doctor said that after a couple of weeks on a ventilator, the patient actually no longer has COVID, but the lungs are so damaged that they end up dying.
Right.
And then I asked if his friend, since that doesn't seem to be working, is trying anything else to help these people, and he said there's nothing they can do.
Wow. The ventilator thing. I mean, it's amazing this has gone on for a whole year, and you almost forget how it was in the beginning. Remember, the ventilators were everybody cared about. We have to get more ventilators. We need more ventilators. And then sort of it came out that putting somebody on a ventilator was, in many cases, a death sentence for those people. And you had, nurses in New York coming out and, blowing the whistle, essentially, and saying we're putting people on ventilators that don't require it, and then they're dying because of the ventilators. So there you go. New study shows nearly 9 in 10 COVID-19 patients on ventilators don't make it. That was from back in April of last year. So this is really, really incredible. And, doesn't particularly surprise me that, you know, a doctor that is pushing this vaccine very hard. And essentially it's amazing that that's really what they believe. They believe if you don't get the vaccine, you are going to die. And again, this isn't new with the COVID vaccine. That's how the language has been presented about all vaccines for a very long time. I mean, literally, it's like, oh, you don't want to take this vaccine? not only are you going to die, you deserve to die. It's like, oh, you don't want to give a newborn baby a vaccine against hepatitis or you know, HPV, then he's going to die and you deserve to have a dead baby. Like, that's essentially what people have been saying about vaccines for a very long time. So this isn't exactly new with the COVID vaccine. It's just taken on a whole other level of extremity. Thanks so much for the call, Denise. Let's go now to John in Arizona, who has a very terrifying story, not even about somebody who was vaccinated, but somebody who was near somebody who was vaccinated. This is the much talked about vaccine shedding that has been making the rounds recently. And now they're writing articles saying, no, there's no such thing as vaccine shedding. It doesn't exist. Even though we had a caller call in and point out a document from Pfizer itself asking people to report side effects experienced by people who had not taken the vaccine. So they're saying that it doesn't exist, but the Pfizer internal documents are saying you might want to look out for this. So we're not exactly sure what the truth is there, who we can trust. Maybe we'll trust the vaccine companies this time. John in Arizona, you have a personal story about this. What happened to you, John? You're on the air.
Yeah, Harrison. So I wanted to call because I know you just had a baby, and my wife and I just had our first kid in February. And my wife has been on maternity leave for, you know, the past 2.5 months or so, and she just got back to work. And she's been back for a couple weeks, and she's been, you know, breastfeeding the baby. And they say, the doctors say, you're not expected to get your period while you're breastfeeding. But when she went back to work, they made her go into the office, and she sits next to a guy who's been fully vaccinated. And just recently she got her period again.
Mm.
So I just wanted to let you know and everyone else out there know that if, their wife or themselves have just had a baby and they're going back to work and whatever, my wife is a healthy person. So this was kind of unexpected.
Right.
And I know Dr. Jane Ruby and other people on this show and at the Alex's show have said that sometimes whatever's in the vaccine can transmit through the mother's breast milk. So now I have a concern that my wife is vulnerable in some way and my baby.
Right.
And it's our first kid. So this is, you know, really kind of ticking me off.
As it very well should. I would be rather ticked off as well. And we know that now they've come out and they're announcing that they're actually creating vaccines with the intention of vaccines actually spreading from person to person, being almost contagious, the vaccinations being contagious. So they're announcing that as a purposeful application or purposeful technology to be implemented with the vaccines. But it seems like it's already happening by accident. It seems like this vaccine, this mRNA vaccine, is able in some way to jump from person to person. That's what's being reported. And a lot of people are reporting their personal experience with this. And it's one of the insane things about social media is that people will say, this is happening to me in my life. Here's my experience. And social media comes in and says, that's fake news, conspiracy theory, shut it down. So here, you know, in your life, you're experiencing this as well. And this is just yet another one of these unexplained side effects. Here's a story from Infowars.com. Unvaccinated women claim unusual menstrual cycles and even miscarriages after being near recently vaccinated individuals. Dozens of women are reporting bizarre menstrual issues and even miscarriages after being physically close to people who'd recently received their COVID-19 vaccine. And a lot of reports about this are coming through, lots of testimony from women who say, I didn't get my vaccine, but I'm around vaccinated people, and I'm suddenly experiencing really, really crazy side effects or effects from, you know, having to do with my pregnancy. We've even seen pregnancies, you know, it's, and again, it's sad. Like, we're not celebrating this. It's not good that a woman who's pregnant goes in for a vaccine and suffers a miscarriage 2 weeks later. That's not good. The thing that we're raging at is the fact that those people then say, oh, but still go get your vaccine. Oh, and we should prioritize pregnant women.
Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement, made 14 years ago, accurately predicted the globalist takeover using the Great Reset and the threat of a virus. This film is now more important than ever.
I noticed just a few months ago that suddenly the limited supply we had at InfoWarsStore.com had sold out, that people were really talking about the documentary because major platforms like Amazon had banned it because the globalists had openly criticized the film, like the New York Times. And so we printed 20,000 copies, now back in print, and in less than 2 weeks, we've already sold half of them. This is very, very exciting. We're selling them close to cost at $3.95 a piece when you buy them in bulk, or $14.95 when you buy them individually. There is a zero country code on it, meaning you can copy this anywhere in the world. Get it. Burn copies. Share it with everyone. It's blowing people away. It's evergreen. It predicted it all. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, available now in DVD and at InfoWarsStore.com. Listeners have rightfully been complaining the last 6 months or so, saying, where are most of the best-selling products you have that we love? And my answer is the supply chain has broken down. I have to either reformulate or I have to lower the quality to get a lot of these. And so that's why we don't have a lot of products in. That's why InfoWars is in financial trouble, is because if we had the product, you would be buying it. We'd have the money. But so many of them have been sold out, just like you notice a lot of other items at the store aren't available because civilization is being artificially imploded. But finally, X2 is back in stock. The good halogen, deep earth crystal iodine, so essential in your body. It's really the missing link. It's 50% off. We got a big shipment of it at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, when it gets ready to sell out, we'll have to go back to near full price. Take advantage of this now. Stock up. And don't forget to take your X2, because I have a tendency to forget how great it is and not take it myself. But when I do, stamina, libido, energy, weight loss, it's incredible. It's essential. It's X2 at InfoWarsStore.com.
I am a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so, as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, with all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know that a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us. You support InfoWarsStore.com. You get great products at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shock troops in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com.
The best product, I'm not supposed to be biased, but I'm going to tell you all now, if you haven't tried TurboForce, you need to try it. I've tried TurboForce with everything. Sometimes, you know, I went a little bit crazy. I put TurboForce in my coffee. That was a crazy week. I don't remember sleeping. But as far as the products go, TurboForce is my favorite. And all the InfoWars products are down to taking control of your life, taking control of your health, and not relying on other people to do it for you. Nobody wakes up in the morning and thinks, I'm going to give that person over there a better life. I'm going to wake up today. You know what? I'm going to spend my entire day trying to make that guy over there healthier, happier, and richer. I'm going to make sure he gets a Ferrari and a girlfriend. I don't think that happens very often. It's never happened to me. I've never had anyone knock on my door and said, Tate, you're such a good guy. How can I improve your life in every single way? There's only one person who woke up and thought that, and that was me. I woke up and thought, you know what? Okay, I want to take control of my life. I want to take control of my health. And that's why you need to go to InfoWars.com, take control of your health right now, and support the resistance. Don't buy into the groupthink. Don't drink the Kool-Aid, drink the Turbo Force. Kool-Aid's bad and the Turbo Force is good.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Time is flying here. We're almost to the third hour of American Journal, and the phone lines are still full and a lot of calls to still get to. I can't even believe this is just the second show that we have broadcast now out of this new refurbished studio, brought to you by the Info Warriors out there. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. The work that the crew has been putting in behind the scenes in the after hours, staying up here late at night and then getting in bright and early to help carry on this show. So much work has gone into getting this studio ready, and I think it's looking rather fantastic, if you ask me. And the phone lines are working well. The mics are working well. You have no idea the level of technical expertise that goes into setting up these very, very complicated systems, and we could not do that without your funding and support by going to InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of some of our great specials, and you fund everything that we do here, including a lot of stuff that you don't really see, the behind-the-scenes stuff, the magic that goes on behind the curtain that we conceal from you, because we just want to bring you a good-looking, well-established broadcast. We don't have to get into all of the nitty-gritty behind the scenes, but trust me, it is rather extensive. And we thank you so much for going to InfoWarsStore.com and helping us to continue to bring you such high-level technical broadcast worldwide at InfoWars.com and Band.video. We'll go back to your phone calls in just one moment, but yet another video has come out showing more reactions from the COVID-19 vaccine. And we've seen this, I can think of, you know, at least half a dozen videos, people being told, hey, we're getting your vaccine, just go sit in your car for 30 minutes and go, just honk your horn if you experience a side effect. Yeah, okay, this is, yeah, this is perfectly safe and effective, but, you know, you might die immediately after you take it, so why don't you go sit in the waiting room, just hang out for a little bit, we'll see if you die, and if not, then you're free to go. That's the way that these vaccine rollouts are taking place. So here is a new video. Watch what happens behind this woman who's filming herself, I assume at one of these places where you go and you get the shot, and then you go and you sit in a chair and wait to see what, if any, side effects may cripple you in the few minutes immediately following the vaccine. So here they all are after having received their vaccine, sitting and waiting for the hammer to drop. And just watch the woman behind the woman in the foreground. Let's roll this video. There she goes. Right over, right off of the chair. Total collapse. She's twitching on the ground. Just your normal vaccine reaction. Goes from sitting in a chair, just complete dead weight, fainting drop to the concrete ground, and starts twitching as the medical responders go to help her. Again, we saw almost the same thing. It was people sitting in their cars and a guy passing out and starting to twitch and people running up to take care of him. We, of course, saw the woman giving the interview who passed out while at the microphone. We saw the health minister of Denmark completely collapse because of this vaccine, but it's safe and effective, and you have to get it or you won't be allowed to buy or sell things. Okay, sure. Why don't we just stop listening to these people declare independence from the corporate medical overlords who have inserted themselves to our lives. Let's go out to the phone lines again. I'm just scanning to see who has called in first. It looks like James in Virginia has a story about his mother's experience with the vaccine. Thank you so much for calling, and thank you for holding, James. You are on the air.
Hey, Harrison. I've got a few things I'm going to run through them quick. It's not my mom. It's her boss, who is in her 70s, who's a great supporter of Fauci and Biden and super liberal. After her second shot, she felt like her feet had nails going into them, legs swollen, flu-like symptoms. But after she recovered, after 3 or 4 days of the side effects, she still supports the vaccine and Fauci and all that. Another thing, Harrison, a guy I used to work with, we do heavy construction, guy's in super good shape, mid-30s. He climbed to Everest Base Camp not too long ago, a year or two ago. He got the second shot of the Moderna, and he said he felt so bad after getting the second shot of the Moderna that if he didn't know that it was a side effect from the vaccine, that he would have went to the hospital. He felt that bad.
Mm.
And also, Harrison, one last thing. I'm going to go quick. One last thing. And here in Virginia, that they came out with mandatory vaccines for kids in public schools. They have to, every child in public schools in Virginia has to get the HPV vaccine or they cannot attend public school.
Yep.
So, that's all I wanted to plug the products to. Storable Foods, great. Listeners, y'all should get that while it's on sale. I have a bunch. T-shirts and stickers are awesome, too, Harrison. And thanks for taking my call, man.
Well, thank you very much for that personal experience that people that you know have had. Incredibly troubling stuff. And, again, I'm not necessarily surprised at the fact that people actually get the vaccine, suffer extreme side effects, almost die. I feel like they should have gone to the hospital, and then they're like, oh, but it's good and you should get it. No, no, thank you. Thank you, but no, I won't get it. Thank you. No, wouldn't, you know, I know a lot of people that have gotten COVID-19. A lot of people, friends, family, they get COVID-19. They can't taste food for a week and then they're better. I mean, literally the side effects to the vaccine that I know about, that I've heard about personal life or from callers or from reports in the media, far worse than anything I've heard about from COVID-19, with the exception of one of my friends' little sister had some weird heart problems after getting COVID. So there's definitely something strange about COVID as well, and it can have some bizarre sort of side effects in and of itself. You know, being a man-made created bioweapon, you're going to expect some strangeness to go on. Truly incredible. Thanks so much for the call. Let's go now to Stephen in Florida. Know somebody whose granny got Bell's palsy from the vaccine. Thanks so much for calling in, Stephen. You're on the air.
Yeah, hey, good morning, Harrison. Just want to give everyone a heads up. Believe it or not, Endgame is still posted on YouTube. So if you can't afford to buy copies, which you should, but if you can't, just go in there, copy and paste it, put it in an email, and send it to everybody in your email address book. That's a great way to get it out. I've done that kind of thing for years.
I am very surprised, sir, that YouTube
still there.
Hasn't eliminated it yet. Well, people must be re-uploading it then, because they typically take it down pretty fast. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this weekend, our Lakeland Runners Club had a running event. I was helping set up. So a young couple came up, David and Natasha. And I said to them, I noticed you're not wearing the face mask, you know, the face diaper. I said, you people must be thinking people. And they said, yeah, we are. And they were very intelligent, young couple. They're not on board with this whole COVID-iacy. So the woman, Natasha, shared a very sad story with me. And we're talking about the COVID kill shot. Her grandmother in her 80s. Was basically, she said, pressured. I said, so you mean coerced? They said, yeah, between the hospital, doctors, and family to get the vaccine. That poor woman, and she has pre-existing, like, heart condition and stuff. And I told them, this is exactly why they should have told her not to take it, her age and the pre-existing. Anyway, she now has irreversible nerve damage with Bell's palsy. And I mentioned to them the videos I've seen on your website with InfoWars about the, you know, the medical establishment saying, oh, it's coincidence, stuff like that. And they said, yeah, that's exactly what they told her. So it really saddens me, Harrison. And the thing is, anybody who takes this vaccine knowing, because they've been warned ahead of time, you deserve to get the effects. I hate to put it that way. You know, this poor woman, she didn't. But it's and here's the thing. These people putting this out, and I'm talking about Gates and Fauci and the CDC and the pharmaceutical industry, it's under the premise, as you know, we want to prevent harm. We want to keep people from dying because of this horrible coronavirus, COVID. They know what they're doing. They want it to harm people and kill them. And that's what people need to be made aware of. So I hurt for these people because as a Christian, I care about everybody. And you could see the look of, you know, distress on this woman, Natasha's face when she was sharing this with me. Really, really sad.
Yeah, that's incredibly upsetting. And of course, nobody wants to see anyone's grandmother get irreversible nerve damage from some vaccine that was probably unnecessary in the first place. And, yeah, as you point out, they just say, well, it's probably a coincidence. To be on the safe side, we're going to go ahead and not report this to VAERS. So those numbers are just absolutely as low as possible. I'm sure most people remember this video. If you're a viewer of this program or of InfoWars itself, we've shown this video several times. A nurse who got Bell's palsy saying, I wouldn't wish this on my worst enemy. That's a human response. That, to me, is a correct response. You take a vaccine and suffer severe side effects. To then go and push that on other people, there something is really, really wrong with you if you're going to do that. It's okay to make a mistake. It's okay to say, hey, I got the vaccine thinking it'd be okay, and it really messed me up, and I regret it. It's okay to feel that way. Just don't perpetuate this nonsense.
170 years ago, the British royal family financed scientists to develop a plan for scientific dictatorship worldwide. That grew into the robber barons and then into the eugenics movement, Hitler, and of course the rest is history. Our film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, has been censored on Amazon and many other big platforms, sending the documentary film back to the top of the charts. It's been selling online for as much as $300 a copy. Ladies and gentlemen, I have mass produced it again in the highest quality HD. It is available after not being available for years at InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling it for $14.95 for one copy, as low as $3.95 when you buy them in bulk to share with your friends and family. And every DVD has a zero country code, meaning you can burn copies of it anywhere in the world. I'm asking you to. I'm begging you to. This film predicted the Great Reset, the New World Order takeover, the fake virus, and so much more. That's why the film is evergreen and more explosive than ever. Get it today at InfoWarsStore.com. Your brain, your heart, your bones, your liver, your eyes, everything has a better shot at surviving in this crazy environment when you have high-quality fish oil. We've got the best out there. We have the highest grade of fish oil available, and what it does for your body is simply amazing. Everybody already knows what high-quality fish oil does, and it costs us even more to put it through a process to remove any trace mercury that's in it. So this is also clean fish oil. It's been sold out for months, but it's back in stock, 50% off. Krill oil is set to sell out. It's amazing as well. It's at 25% off, but when you get them both together in a combo, it's 50% off as well. Ultimate Fish Oil, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And when I forget to take it, I really feel it. When I take a couple of them before I go to sleep at night, it makes my dreams even more amazing. Listeners thought I was joking. You've tried it out, and most of you have been blown away. Get your fish oil today at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate Fish Oil, InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate Fish Oil, InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com. InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
In this historical time of awakening, there are now millions of souls across the earth witnessing a powerful hidden hand manipulating humanity. Hidden, so it has no name. So it does not exist in the minds of labels and names. Hidden in the shadows. We will call it the Cabal. This great awakening is the greatest threat the Cabal has ever faced. And we have seen this criminal Cabal deploy false flag after false flag to maintain their greatest power, invisibility. Here we will explore the most dire false flag event imaginable, the fake alien invasion. The alien UFO phenomena can be traced back for millennia. We could spend days going through the entire alien UFO mystery with all its fascinating half-truths and misinformation, but these details have been made into a distraction. What matters is if it's possible. Is the threat real? The technology exists. Before World War II, Nikola Tesla died, and we are told by the FBI that his groundbreaking technologies disappeared. After the start of World War II, Dr. Walther Gerlach, an expert on the fluorescence of mercury ions in the strong magnetic field, was brought onto the highly classified DeGlock project, otherwise known as the Bell. Surviving documents suggest that the Bell involved strange anti-gravity and time-altering effects. After the war, the entire project disappeared. Several Nazi scientists came to America under Operation Paperclip, where many of them joined Freemason astronauts and Jack Parsons' Satanist rocket fuel scientists to form NASA. Prior to this, the Invention Secrecy Act of 1951 was enacted, which allowed the U.S. government to suppress any new technology deemed a threat to the country. This led to the suppression of Stanley Meyer's water-fueled car, John Hutchinson's mysterious Hutchison effect. And as of 2010, over 5,000 inventions have been rendered secret. Through all this time, UFO sightings became more common. The entire alien UFO phenomena becomes a part of pop culture. The U.S. military develops direct energy weapons. Inexplicable damage seen at the World Trade Center 9/11 attacks and the California wildfires suggest some type of advanced weapon technology that has the ability to melt glass and steel and burns homes into a pulverized footprint of powdered ash. Whistleblowers with Stephen Greer's ongoing disclosure project have witnessed government projects wherein civilians are abducted in fake alien abduction scenarios. They have seen the top secret UFO type crafts that our military is developing, and they claim it would easily fool the public as being alien technology. If the cabal were to deploy the fake alien invasion, it could be game over. The mask mandates have revealed how easily compliant the population is. They will believe whatever they are told, and the rest of us could be wiped out within weeks with direct energy weapons and whatever else they have up their sleeve. We are now seeing a sort of disclosure, as if they are preparing us, continuing to warn us of the alien threat. We know the cabal has the will to do this, and it seems they have the means as well. But if we can destroy this evil cancer, then humanity has a chance. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
You know, during the Mother's Day weekend, a lot of our family was over. We were having a big Thanksgiving-style feast, eating steaks cooked out on the grill, in violation of the mandates that tell us to be alone and inside and sad all day. No, we decided not to. And one of the major topics of conversation was, what's next? What attack will they launch upon us next? And, of course, alien invasion seems right up there on the top of the list. Of course, the supply chain collapse is ongoing, mass starvation being planned and rolled out. The next COVID iteration may be a big one. Climate change lockdown, some sort of false flag to bring about World War III. The threats are numerous, but we'll cover them all.
14 months ago, I told you that the global lockdown was going to kill tens of millions of people by starvation and was going to cause a global depression in the first world. And now it has. It was a no-brainer then that you should get high-quality, storable food and save it because it is insurance you can eat. And with all the inflation we knew was coming, that was one way to beat inflation. A lot of you listened. You did a great job. Some of you didn't. Now is the time to take action before food prices only continue to increase. Every index shows it. It's basically a guarantee, barring a miracle. And we wish it wasn't the case. But let's make lemonade out of these lemons. For only a few days more until next Wednesday, May 12th, you can get 2020 prices still at preparewithalex.com. And then the prices are going to have to go back to what they were, still lower than most major competitors, and the food is the highest quality you're going to find. Preparewithalex.com. Take action now. Preparewithalex.com. Secure your food while you still can.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Third hour of American Journal has begun here on InfoWars.com and band.video, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Let me just read some of the headlines that you can find at InfoWars.com, shall I? MLB legend Hank Aaron dies weeks after receiving COVID vaccine. Marvelous Marvin Hagler executed by COVID-19 vaccine. Coronavirus, 5 suspected Arizona vaccine-linked blood clots. Pregnant doctor suffers miscarriage after receiving COVID-19 vaccine. Woman dies from COVID-19 2 weeks after being vaccinated. 15-year-old boy dies of heart attack 2 days after taking Pfizer vaccine. No history of allergic reaction. Woman 35 dies of brain hemorrhage days after receiving J&J vaccine. The niece of the Bee Gees singer dies days after second COVID shot. Mother, quote, furious that they keep pushing the vaccine. Study raises alarm over COVID vaccine triggering herpes infection. India's public health ambassador dies day after taking COVID vaccine. Nashville nurse gets Bell's palsy from vaccine. Jiu-jitsu fighter in the number three jiu-jitsu fighter in the world, Craig Jones, unable to fight after COVID vaccine causes fluid buildup around his stomach. Vaccine zoomed with microscope appears to show living cells and organisms mixed in. Pfizer vaccine confirmed to cause neurodegenerative diseases. Netherlands, man dies minutes after receiving Pfizer vaccine. Chest pain, paralysis, and seizures. Woman details horrific J&J COVID vaccine side effects from hospital bed. There's a video of a woman documenting her severe J&J COVID vaccine side effects in a live stream. Pfizer vaccine confirmed to cause neurodegenerative diseases. I know I already read that one once, but isn't that worth repeating? Neurodegenerative diseases caused by the Pfizer vaccine? Maybe worth a second mention. Norwegian doctor claims to find link between AstraZeneca vaccine and rare blood clots. The vaccine is killing me. Facebook fact-checks woman's post about the COVID-19 adverse reaction, and then she died a week later. She says the vaccine is killing me. They say, shut up. No, it's not. You're censored. That's not approved speech. And then, of course, she dies. Shocking photo. Man's skin peels off in extreme adverse reaction to COVID vaccine. Patients stricken by vaccine blood clots seek payout from government funds. Teen diagnosed with Guillain-Barre syndrome weeks after taking the COVID vaccine. And finally, Guillain-Barre. Look, the crew's correcting me. The fact is, crew, it's French, and I'm not going to pronounce it correctly no matter what. And finally, unvaccinated woman claims unusual menstrual cycles and miscarriages after being near recently vaccinated individuals. These are the articles that our crew pulled up from Infowars.com in just about 30 minutes. Just about 30 minutes of searching. Search vaccine on Infowars.com. And these are just some of the reports that we have been documenting in our year-long crusade to bring about awareness about the truth of the COVID-19 release, the vaccine plan, and everything involved. I could go on and on about this, but this is what's been reported and what's been widespread, even with all of the censorship and destruction from the mainstream media. Just a small little taste there, but now we're going out to the info warriors out there. The phone lines are full. Many people calling in about their personal experiences with the COVID vaccine, and we go now to those calls. Let's go first to Derek in Virginia, who says his aunt took the second dose and then fell ill. What happened here, Derek? You are on the air.
Hey, thank you, man. First, I want to say real quickly, man, you know, I'm glad you got this show, man. So good luck with that. I know you've been doing a good job. But
thanks,
yeah, my aunt, she took the first one, and I was warning her over and over not to take it. All the things that I've been learning from you all, you know, I was relaying it right to her. And the problem why she took the second one is that my granddaddy took it, his wife took it, my mama took it. Mm. You know, almost everybody in my family took that shot, and they all Democrats. So you can see where the line is drawn. You know, those of us who are info warriors, we're not taking it. But those who get their information from the mainstream media, they all just about taking it. And so she took the second one, and I called her, and she just said she told me she felt so awful. She said she had fevers. She had chills. She said that she was experiencing a lot of sweating. She was fatigued a lot, and she was vomiting and everything. And she said that she was not going to take a third one. And I told her, I said, you're lucky to be alive.
Yeah.
You know.
Seriously.
Pretty much.
Well, you know, it's – and does she sort of – does she acknowledge that it was from the vaccine? Or, I mean, what's her response to this? Did she say, you know, wow, I should have listened to you, or I you know, anything like that?
She didn't tell me per se she should have listened to me, but she told me and she vowed that she was not going to take anything else like that the next round because – I try to explain it to her just as clear as this. I explain it to everybody that I come in contact with like this. You're not supposed to put any foreign substance into your bloodstream. Your plasma, that's what God gave to you for your bloodstream. You don't put heroin in it. You don't put crack cocaine in it. You don't put anything in it. You don't put LSD, nothing. And so why would you put a vial, you know, of a foreign substance like that into your blood and allow that to formulate itself throughout your body? And so... Mm-hmm. I think she learned her lesson. I think she really learned her lesson because she felt so bad. She couldn't even really hardly talk to me on the phone. And so I think she learned her lesson from it.
Well, that's good.
She felt kind of like what how Ben Stapp felt when he took it.
Right. Right. Yeah, yeah. His description was sort of horrific in and of itself. And, you know, it's good that, you know, it's good that maybe she realizes what the real game is here now. It's just a bummer that some people have to experience such a negative reaction before they actually wake up. And, you know, your family might be Democrats and all taking it, but my family's mostly Republican, and there's still a lot of them that are taking it, even though, I mean, I send them all of this stuff. I'll send them just the list of reactions, and it's like, what is the risk versus reward that you're taking here? But, you know, the social pressure really is paramount, and people are really, really being pressured to take this shot, whether it's you know, I have family members who are like, well, you know, everybody in my office who's not vaccinated has to wear a mask all the time, and I'm sick of wearing a mask, so I guess I'll just go get it. And to me, it's like you are capitulating, you are allowing them to know that bullying you works, and so they're going to keep bullying you. And that's one of the things I don't understand. Like, I don't know. You know, I have no – it reminds me of back a few years ago when Texas was holding a draw Muhammad contest. They wanted to stick to the Muslims. They were going to draw Muhammad. And I have no interest in drawing Muhammad. I don't want to draw – I have no reason to draw Muhammad. I don't care. But then – and you have a group of Muslims saying, we're going to bomb you if you draw Muhammad. Then I'm like, all right, now I'm drawing Muhammad. I didn't want to before, but now that you've threatened me, I have to show you that that doesn't work. Now is the time that I'm going to do this, because you're not allowed to say I'm going to commit violence against you if you do something that I don't like. That's where I draw the line, and that's what's being rolled out here with the vaccine. It's just like, if you want to ask me politely, if you want to make the case and then ask me to make a informed decision, I might come to the same decision that you want me to come to. But when you tell me you're not allowed to ask questions, you're not allowed to look into the ingredients, you're not allowed to report on your side effects, you're not allowed to know what's in it, and you're not allowed to question it, and if you don't get it, then we'll rob you of your basic human rights, yeah, it's time to stand up. It's time to stand up, and I will not be taking that, no matter what it is, no matter how good it is, no matter how safe it is. Now, that's not really the situation, because it's not safe, it's not helpful, it's not good, it's not tested, it's not approved by the FDA, it's not anything of those things, so it's actually an easier option for me. But it's all about using these social influences and using the social pressures that they can wield to get you to do something. And it's my job as an American to say that type of influence, that type of coercion doesn't work. And if that's the only reason that I had, that would be sufficient reason. If my reason was simply I do not do things that people try to threaten or coerce me into, that's all I would need. Now you have that argument on top of all of this other stuff, all of these other side effects, all of these other dangers, all of these other unknowns that are in on it. And so if you allow yourself to be persuaded or pressured into this, then you are complicit in all of this. You are an active member of the group that is attempting to change the entire mindset of America into one of submission and one of not questioning anything and just accepting all out. So I'm sorry to hear that about your aunt, Derek. I'm glad you're at least trying to inform your family, and hopefully she'll have learned her lesson and won't have to go through that stuff again. Again, you know, I can't say it enough. We're not celebrating vaccine reactions here. We are trying to warn you, and we're not fear-mongering either. We're telling you, you have an immune system. You can be healthy. You can take vitamins. You can go out in the sun. You do not need some experimental serum injected into you by orders of Bill Gates.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava Root Supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021, and I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer, and I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter, you've got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together, and it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless. 14 months ago, I began to say on the broadcast every day, when the first world collapses, the third world dies. We have such a complex civilization with so many billions of moving parts that when you shut down the first world, it causes a chain reaction that will devastate the third world and really hurt the first world. Well, now you're hearing about gas shortages all over the United States. And that's because the companies and the systems and the drivers that could barely get the job done before delivering gas have been shut down. Plus, the Keystone Pipeline has been shut down, along with other pipelines. The left is now blowing up dams across the U.S. We're being shut down. Our coal power plants are off as well. Ladies and gentlemen, prepare to be a total slave. The third world is imploding as well. The borders have been removed. Until you wake up and this is a globalist Chi-Com takeover, Great Reset, you have no hope. They're announcing that there will be less than two-thirds of the gas needed this summer. So they told you that you're under lockdown one way or another, and CNN laughed at you and your family.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, folks, we are back here on The American Journal live call-in special about vaccine reactions. We'll go directly after your phone calls with no hesitation whatsoever. It looks like we have Jeremy in Connecticut next on the docket. Cousin got ill after parents got Pfizer. That's interesting. So this may be another case of the vaccine shedding. Thanks for calling in, Jeremy. You are on the air. So Jeremy in Connecticut.
First time caller, a very long time listener. Thank you so much for having me on.
Thank you.
About 3 weeks ago, my aunt and uncle got the Pfizer vaccine. My uncle's 75. God knows why he needs a vaccine at that age. My aunt is 67. And for about a week and a half, you know, my cousin being exposed to them and being around them, a week and a half afterwards, he got really, really ill. Right. And the only thing that came to his mind, because me and him, we kind of sit on the same side of the fence with this. Right. We're like, the vaccine, come on, people. It's heavily politicized. Right. And if nobody sees anything else other than the politicization of the vaccine itself, that should be the red flag to say, no, I'm not going to get it. Right.
Right.
And this is one simple factor about all of this. Right. As a collective here in the United States, we are all free, liberty loving citizens. If we don't all stand up, the game's going to continue.
Yep.
That's the bottom line, right? You know, my cousin is a health professional. He's a personal trainer. He works with a lot of private families in Greenwich, Connecticut. And he was around, he's around kids all the time, right? All these kids coming into the gym that he provides, you know, training and health services, they all have the vaccine.
Right.
So either he got shedding from his parents or he got shedding from these kids. He never gets sick. He never gets sick, right? And he was as sick as he has ever been
in the last 30 years of his life, and he will never forget how sick he felt. And his only recommendation to me, our friends, and more importantly, to all the info warriors out there, is to stand up. Say no. That's all you got to do. Once you stand up, the game is over.
Yep. Yep. It's literally as easy as that. And that's one of the most frustrating things about dealing with all this InfoWars style stuff is the knowledge that once you know what's going on and once you stand up to it, then all of this stops. It's not like, you know, there's some big battle that now you have to go out and actually fight. Now you have to go out and suffer because of this or whatever it is. If you just know what they're doing, identify what they're doing, encounter it with your own arguments or your own awareness, then their whole scheme falls apart. It is an edifice built of lies, and when you expose the truth to it, it all collapses. So it is literally as easy as standing up. Just stand up against this. Just speak out against it, and the whole thing collapses. The problem is us speaking up against it is drowned out by the billions of dollars and mainstream media organizations that are just, you know, with a bullhorn blasting America 24/7. So we do have an uphill battle to wage here, but at the end of the day, as soon as people understand what's happening, it's as simple as that. You don't even have to do anything. You just have to be aware of it, see it, speak out against it, and it's over. And so that's what we're here trying to do. Thanks so much for the call, Jeremy. Hope your cousin starts feeling better, man. It's a major bummer. You don't even get the vaccine, and yet you get the side effects. How is that fair? Let's go to Shelly in Utah, who says her coworker was paralyzed after the vaccine. Yet another of these accounts. We've had at least three people call in to say someone they know has been at least partially paralyzed by the vaccine. Now Shelly in Utah has a story of her own. Thanks for calling in, Shelly. You are on the air.
Hi, Harrison. Thanks for taking my call. Now, the man at my work, he was paralyzed for about an hour. He had no muscle control for about an hour. And when they called the doctor said it was because he had had a beer when he got home.
Oh, it was the beer. Oh, it was a side effect to the beer. I see. Yes, of course. The beer did this.
Now, I live pretty far away from anybody. I don't really see anybody, and except when I go to work. And I don't really work in close proximity with those people. But one of the ladies at my work, another lady, her whole entire family is completely sick. Their kids, her husband, all of them are sick after getting the shot, but extremely sick. And then the guy, you know, he lost his muscle control. Now, I haven't had anybody else around me that has had the shot, but my husband works around a lot of people who have had the shot, and he seems, and I don't know if anybody else has had this problem, but he feels like he is, his mind, or he's got really bad brain fog, more so than ever before, and he doesn't really understand why. Now, I had an aunt who died just a few weeks ago, and I know it was from the COVID shot. She got it, and I know that that's what it was. She stopped being able to urinate, and I know that that's some things other people have had, and she died. When I went to her funeral, our whole family went to her funeral. When I got back, and like I said, I live in a fairly remote place, so I'm not around people, but as soon as I got back, I'm menopausal, and I started my period again, and I started having the worst blood clots I've ever had in my entire life, and that was a couple weeks ago, and I'm still, you know, having my menses.
Oh, my gosh.
And I forgot to tell you, the woman at work who's sick, her whole family is sick, she actually also started her period and was really frightened by it. She had never heard that anybody was doing that, but she did have the shot. But I was just around people with it. But everybody at the funeral had had the shot. And I just know that has to be what it is. I can't think of anything else why this would be happening to me or my family.
Well, did you drink a beer, Shelly? It may have been that you drank a beer.
It could have been that beer I had a couple weeks ago. You're right.
Oh, my gosh.
Still, I just think it's crazy that it is. I really do believe in the shedding. I really, really do believe in that. And I just think other people need to know that. And women need to start speaking out. And I think our government knows this, or at least the people who have the apps. Most women nowadays have apps on their phones, you know, to
track,
keep track of everything. And I guarantee that they know that women are having issues. I know that they do.
Well, this has been one of the side effects that's being reported in mainstream media. And again, you just have to ask the question, what is this vaccine doing that's affecting this type of basic hormonal function? Because it has to be the hormones that are being affected by this. And that would also potentially explain your husband's brain fog. I mean, the hormones in the body are the way that we experience the world, and they regulate just about everything about the human body, including the menstrual cycle. And if that's being messed up, who knows what else is being thrown off kilter? I mean, it's a very delicate balance inside the human body, and putting in this vaccine clearly throws things completely out of whack. So that is incredibly disturbing. I still want to know more about why this doctor would say it was the beer that he drank. Was the doctor claiming that the beer somehow interacted with the injection and so it would cause it, or was he just sort of throwing something at the wall here? I mean, I've never heard anything like that.
Well, neither have I. And that's why we thought it was so funny. Oh, my goodness. And it's so sad that these people, I mean, they live in a really small town in Utah, and they, you know, they just don't know anything. So they just go out and get these shots and have no idea what the side effects are going to be. And then they go to the doctor for the side effects. And of right. course, those doctors are not going to tell them.
Right. It was us.
Side effects, though.
Right. Yeah.
Really
wow.
sad.
No, it is very incredible. And yet another story, as we've heard many today, of probably something that will not be reported to the VAERS vaccine reaction system. I mean, you just aren't going to hear about probably 50 to 90% of the adverse reactions are just going completely unreported. Can you have alcohol after the vaccine? Moderate drinking is unlikely to impair their immune response, but heavy drinking might. Well, you drink that beer, suddenly it's the beer's fault that the vaccine is wreaking havoc on your bodily systems. Incredible. Thank you so much for the call, Shelley. We'll be back with more calls on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
Listeners have rightfully been complaining the last 6 months or so, saying, where are most of the best-selling products you have that we love? And my answer is the supply chain has broken down. I have to either reformulate or I have to lower the quality to get a lot of these. And so that's why we don't have a lot of products in. That's why InfoWars is in financial trouble, is because if we had the product, you would be buying it. We'd have the money. But so many of them have been sold out, just like you notice a lot of other items at the store aren't available because civilization is being artificially imploded. But finally, X2 is back in stock. The good halogen, deep earth crystal iodine, so essential in your body. It's really the missing link. It's 50% off. We got a big shipment of it at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, when it gets ready to sell out, we'll have to go back to near full price. Take advantage of this now. Stock up. And don't forget to take your X2, because I have a tendency to forget how great it is and not take it myself. But when I do, stamina, libido, energy, weight loss, it's incredible. It's essential. It's X2 at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
Let's go to Juan in Connecticut. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, hello. Can you hear me?
I sure can, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Alex. Before I start, man, I wanted to talk to you, bro, and it's a pleasure to be talking right now here, man.
Sir, it's an honor to talk to you, brother.
I'm calling from New Brand, Connecticut, and I just want to plug in. I'm a truck driver, and TurboForce have changed the way I drive. Me and my brothers that drive, there's a couple of us. We all Hispanics, Cubans, Puerto Ricans. We used to be on Monster and Red Bull and all that, and I have lost weight because I stopped drinking all that sugar, and I just want to thank you for that, man.
Well, brother, we put more in this than any other long-term, high-quality energy powder there is. So this was designed by one of the top guys in the country. He didn't want his name on it because, obviously, the political issues. But we had to pay a lot of money for this formulation just for the design of it. And we believe it is the best, strongest, but healthiest energy out there. And you're saying that it's made your life better, so that means a lot to me. Thank you. To all your truck drivers, we love you.
When listeners call into the show and thank me for all I've done, I always stop them and I say, thank you for what you've done. Thank you for keeping InfoWars on the air. Thank you for praying for us. And thank you for spreading the word.
If all of you will simply go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a privacy pocket for your iPhone or Droid, it will teach you and others that these things are surveilling you. It will remind you every day, like it does me and my family, and it will protect where you go and what you do. Not because you've done something wrong, but because the big telecoms, big tech, and the globalists are predatory and are evil. And in this surveillance state, we need to more and more start doing everything we can to mitigate the criminal activity they're involved in. These are the highest quality, highest ratings. They're available at InfoWarsStore.com in four different colors, and they are only $19.95. The exact same pocket is sold for $24.95 or even $29.95 everywhere. They're available right now for $19.95, and they fund the InfoWar. Please take action today. Protect your privacy and fund the InfoWar.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal. Watch live right now at band.video.
Today's vaccine reaction call-in special has so far been hugely successful. Did I already say that? I feel like I mixed up some words there. Maybe not. Phone line's still totally full. We'll get to those calls in just one moment as more people have reports about vaccine reactions. I forgot to even mention, my grandmother had a negative COVID reaction. She went and got the vaccine and ended up having to go to the hospital for her heart. And she's okay now, but it's just yet another vaccine reaction impacting people that we know. Of course, this is possibly the largest, most important topic that we are covering right now at InfoWars, but certainly not the only one. And just to give you a brief update here. France practically in civil war at this point. Now we have French soldiers signing an open letter warning about the threat of civil war in France. This coming about a week after 20 French generals signed a letter decrying the Islamic takeover in France. New reports are coming out that once a week, one Christian monument is taken down and two Islamic monuments are going up in the state of France, country of France. And there's also violence breaking out between Israel and Palestine, Palestinian rockets being launched and rockets being launched in return by Israel as that conflict threatens to boil over. More and more stuff going on. We cover it all at InfoWars.com, and you can support us at InfoWars.com, bringing you this unreported, often buried or purposefully censored information by going to InfoWarsStore.com. That's where you go to support everything that we do here, from the great shows from American Journal to the War Room with Owen Schroyer to, of course, the Alex Jones Show. It's all sponsored entirely by you and viewers like you who go to InfoWarsStore.com, take advantage of our incredible sales and help to fund this crusade against the lies and disinformation of the mainstream media. Right now, Ultimate Fish Oil is 50% off. Krill Oil, I believe, is 25% off. But when you get the Ultimate Fish Oil and Krill Oil together, you get them both 50% off. And even greater savings than when you buy them individually. 50% off Survival Shield X2, one of our most popular products, and 40% off Turbo Force, our powerful energy drink powder, so you can get all of the effects of the popular brand name energy drinks. Actually, better effects, less jittery, more smooth, long-lasting energy with not a scintilla. Or I should say maybe not a percentage of the sugar that goes in. There may be a little bit of sugar in there. I wouldn't be surprised if there was a little bit of sugar because it tastes so darn good. But when you drink a can of regular energy drinks, you're drinking like 32 grams of sugar or something. And so maybe there's a gram or two in Turbo Force. I'm not sure. But it pales in comparison to what you're drinking when you drink those sugary toxic drinks. So get all of the energy you need to carry out your day without all of the sugar and jittery-causing chemicals that come in normal energy drinks. Get Turbo Force right now at InfoWarsStore.com and help us to bring you the news you need to know that's being concealed, hidden, banned, and obfuscated by the mainstream media. With that, we go back out to the phone calls. We have Jaden in Atlanta, who has a story about his uncle and yet another unfortunate story, I hate to say, but here he is. Jaden from Atlanta, you are on the air.
Hey, what's going on? Harrison, it's the first time I ever called with you. You're amazing. But yeah, my uncle, who is the vice president of Morehouse Dean as well. And he had cancer, but it was recovering. But 2 weeks before he passed, he got the COVID shot, and he, you know, suddenly complications started happening, and he passed away. And it really caused a lot of, you know, tension in our family because we didn't know what was happening. The doctor said he was recovering from his cancer. It was going away. And then he gets the jab, and then boom, he's just gone. You can even look it up. They had a whole thing for it. And it's sad because his funeral, they have the COVID restrictions, so no one's even there.
Oh,
it's
man.
It was so, you know, just a bad feeling for me. And, you know, I'm a young guy, and my uncle's always, you know, been there because he always wanted me to go to college and really pursue, you know, a dream. And just knowing that he didn't know any better, he listened to the mainstream news, he listened to all the hype about the vaccines and, you know, just the fear they just pushed on to the public about it. You know, he probably would still be alive right now if it wasn't for them pushing it nonstop. And, you know, it's really sad because the younger generations now, they love it. You know, all I see on Snapchat, Instagram, Pfizer gang, Johnson & Johnson gang, it's so cult-like. I couldn't even imagine being a part of it. And when I started watching InfoWars about a year ago, it really opened my eyes. And, you know, it's crazy how they say you guys are conspiracy theorists and just lie and lie.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen so many lies in my life. And as a young person, I feel like this is way beyond me, and I have to get into this fight. Because if I don't, what is my son or daughter going to think of me? What are they going to be indoctrinated to? What are they going to have to undergo in public schools and getting vaccines every month or two? Whatever Bill Gates and Dr. Fauci want, that's what they're going to have to do.
Yep.
I don't want that. I would never want that for anyone. So, you know, just tuning in, and I got my Turbo Force just 2 days ago. Turbo Force is amazing. I take it every day before I go to the gym. And I usually get turmeric extract after my workouts when I'm sore. Great products. And we keep them on the air. Because I feel like without InfoWars, I really don't know where we would be in this fight. You guys have just been great. But my uncle, I still can't even believe it. He was just such a great man, and he's just gone.
And to battle cancer for a long time only to, you know, defeat the cancer and succumb to a vaccine. It is such a bummer. Let me ask you, I think you sort of mentioned this, but this is the sort of path that we've seen this take quite often. Is they get the vaccine, they're ill, like they have minor side effects, but those side effects sort of continue until they pass away. And then we see a lot of, you know, headlines or doctors coming out saying, well, we don't know it was the vaccine. But it seems pretty obvious, right, that you take the vaccine, you get the side effects, so they get progressively worse in many cases, and then eventually end in death. Is that generally what happened with your uncle? The minor side effects went on for about 2 weeks until he suddenly passed away?
And that's when things started to get complicated, a bunch of random complications they're saying. Then they started calling the family saying, say your goodbyes.
Oh,
and
man.
Even in the article that they posted, it said no cause of death, no mention of the vaccine, none of it.
Wow.
None of it. So just straight lie after lie. And then my family, we have to sit here and then just endure it. Can't even sue for liability because all Pfizer and they're all free of any charges. It's incredible.
Yeah.
I just can't believe this is happening. And I would still be closed-minded and probably a liberal supporting all of BLM if it wasn't for InfoWars. So I can't thank y'all guys enough. The crew, Harrison, Alex, Owen, you guys just, you're changing lives. You guys are heroes, man. And I hate to see the demonization of InfoWars. And whenever I even ask anyone, they have no reason why they hate InfoWars. It's all what the mainstream news says. They have no reason. It's just, oh, isn't that the conspiracy theory? It's like, no, they're not conspiracy theorists. Everything they say comes true. Literally everything. Like, every time I tune in, it's just so real. It's so real. I just, it's so baffling, Harrison.
Well, it's just so baffling. You know, thank you for being open-minded. That's literally all it takes, right, is just approaching this stuff with an open mind. And as you point out, you know, I'll repeat what that reporter said earlier in the show. No one tells me what to say. And to say that we're conspiracy theorists when I'm literally sitting here with just stacks of mainstream news articles telling you what's actually going on in the world and helping to sort of unravel it a little bit. But you know, I knew what I was signing up for. We all knew what we were signing up for. We know that we're going to be demonized. as Ron Paul, you know, famously said, truth is treason in the empire of lies. And here we are with our treasonous belief in reality and our treasonous desire to see humankind flourish and expand and create and build and fulfill God's wishes for us, rather than, you know, succumb to the mainstream media's desires that we all just submit to this ant-like existence of isolation and dependency. We will not do it. We will stand up. And, you know, hearing from people like Jaden in Atlanta really does help. I'm so surprised how many people have tuned in just in the last year or so. I tend to think, man, if you weren't on the InfoWars train, you know, it must have passed by you. But we're getting new listeners every day. We're getting new listeners every year and every month, and that's such a good thing to see.
The federal government commissioned secret radiation experiments on thousands of non-consenting patients. Hundreds of hospitals in the U.S. injected healthy men, women, and children with uranium and plutonium at dosage levels ranging from non-therapeutic to lethal, killing many of the test subjects. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, is one of the most important films ever made. 14 years ago, we tracked and documented the Bilderberg Group's activities and their plan for a great reset using the threat of a fake virus. The film now is more important than ever. When it shot to number one on Amazon last year, they banned it. We have it back in print, available now at InfoWarsStore.com, selling them as low as $3.95 a piece when you buy them in bulk. And there's a zero country code, so anywhere on the planet, you can make copies. In fact, I want you to make copies. You are the Paul Revere's, 1776 World. Worldwide, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, available now at InfoWarsStore.com. 14 months ago, I told you that the global lockdown was going to kill tens of millions of people by starvation and was going to cause a global depression in the first world, and now it has. It was a no-brainer then that you should get high-quality, storable food and save it because it is insurance you can eat. And with all the inflation we knew was coming, that was one way to beat inflation. A lot of you listened. You did a great job. Some of you didn't. Now is the time to take action before food prices only continue to increase. Every index shows it. It's basically a guarantee, barring a miracle. And we wish it wasn't the case. But let's make lemonade out of these lemons. For only a few days more until next Wednesday, May 12th, you can get 2020 prices still at preparewithalex.com. And then the prices are going to have to go back to what they were, still lower than most major competitors, and the food is the highest quality you're going to find. Preparewithalex.com. Take action now. Preparewithalex.com. Secure your food while you still can. Your brain, your heart, your bones, your liver, your eyes, everything has a better shot at surviving in this crazy environment when you have high-quality fish oil. We've got the best out there. We have the highest grade of fish oil available, and what it does for your body is simply amazing. Everybody already knows what high-quality fish oil does, and it costs us even more to put it through a process to remove any trace mercury that's in it. So this is also clean fish oil. It's been sold out for months, but it's back in stock, 50% off. Krill oil is set to sell out. It's amazing as well. It's at 25% off, but when you get them both together in a combo, it's 50% off as well. Ultimate Fish Oil, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And when I forget to take it, I really feel it. When I take a couple of them before I go to sleep at night, it makes my dreams even more amazing. Listeners thought I was joking. You've tried it out, and most of you have been blown away. Get your fish oil today at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate Fish Oil, InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate Fish Oil, InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. Again, I don't like to lecture people. I'm a very private person, but because of the globalists and their attack on humanity, I've been forced the last 27 years to be a public figure, and we've given the globalists one hell of a run for their money because of God. And I know some of our listeners get mad when I talk about God all day, but just give me a break. The Satanism's out in the open. I've always been a Christian, but now the fact that it's a fight between good and evil is so clear. And I get it. A lot of you have been turned off by big churches. A lot of you have been turned off by the corrupt priest class system, and I get it, me too. Believe me, I'm one of them, but it's that relationship with God and just God's universe that God created that is so essential. And God created the universe for us to have communion with God through and to have life. And so that's what InfoWars is really all about. So thank you all for your word of mouth. Thank you for spreading the word about InfoWars, and thank you for supporting us to keep us on air by visiting InfoWarsStore.com. Because without your daily and weekly and monthly purchases, we'll be taken off the air. So thank you for the support, InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
2021. Still a lot of calls to get to, and we'll try to get to a few of those. I'm sorry I'm not going to be able to get to everybody. The phone lines have been packed this entire day. A lot of people wanting to call in and share their stories about the vaccine reactions. And all of our callers have been really incredible today, knowledgeable, well-informed, and, of course, energetic, because nothing quite inspires you like knowing that the life of your friends and family is on the line, especially if they succumb to the propaganda and actually get this vaccine only to suffer the consequences of the side effects. I'm going to play a quick video here before we go out to break, because this is just absolutely amazing. It's a man stealing the vaccine from a pharmacy, and I'll comment on it later, but I got to show you this. It's his name is Thomas Humphrey, and he wanted to do a little investigation into the vaccine, so he had to get his hands on one. Let's see how he did it.
I just want to read it. I'm taking the vaccine. I just want to read the vial thing. Okay.
That's the package.
Okay. This is the vaccines in there?
No. Sir.
Hey, you.
Sir.
I will be taking my vaccine here, guys. We're going to go test this. We're going to bring it to the lab. I'm an investigator here. You guys, we'll trade. Here, you can take the mask.
Hey, Rob.
And
sir.
I'll be taking this vaccine here. Don't touch me, okay?
Hey,
this is
Rob.
My vaccine, guys.
Looks like Drew.
Just wanna, dude, Rob. This is poisoning people, okay? So, just taking my vaccine. We are,
That's not the one you're getting
anyway. It ain't? It's a vaccine, though, right? Okay, cool. I mean, I got it, so it don't matter.
It's free, right?
Well, yeah,
isn't the vaccine free?
Glad I didn't lock the doors on me. She didn't want to let me get it. But I got it again, guys. Yes, it is. It's the Johnson & Johnson one. Ugh, I had to finesse that one a little bit. Seemed like they were expecting it or something. But praise the Lord, guys. I got a full vial this time. Full vial. And they're definitely calling the cops.
Calling the cops.
But let's check it out. Yep, the Jensen COVID vaccine. All right, to the lab we go.
Absolutely amazing. I haven't seen the follow-up on this, so I don't know if he actually took it to a lab and has investigated what was in it, but I just think it's amazing that the vaccine is completely free. It's yours if you let them inject it into your arm. If you just want to take the vial, suddenly they're chasing you out the store. Suddenly they're calling cops. Suddenly they're trying to lock the doors on you. That's kind of interesting. If it's free, it's free, right? No, it's only free if we inject it into you, if you become an experiment for our scientific endeavors. Now, if you want to just take the vaccine, now you're committing a crime. Now you're bad. Now you have to be chased down. Yeah, I just think that's a little bit interesting. If the vaccine is free, you should just be able to take it. Yeah, just give me the vial, and I'll just walk out. I'll inject it myself. Don't worry about it. That's not how it works. No. It's not injected. It's not free. Think about that. With that, we go back out to the phone calls. Let's go now to Chris in Massachusetts, who says a book was published on the vaccine approval process. What's this about, Chris? You're on the air.
Yeah, so it's just it's a fact from this book that's going to show why the COVID vaccine is even scarier than. So the vaccines that are considered safe, which if you believe that or not, when they do the placebo study, they either use one of the adjuvants, it's called like aluminum or thimerosal, which is considered to be dangerous by itself, or they use another vaccine. That's what they use for placebo studies. How do you get any information from a certain vaccine if the placebo people are getting another vaccine or something that could be just as dangerous?
That doesn't
so
make
on top of that.
But that doesn't make any
right,
sense, Chris.
Exactly.
The placebo is supposed to be like a saline solution or like a sugar pill.
Either saline or a person that gets nothing, right. But they don't. They get either another type of vaccine or one of the dangerous additives that go into the vaccine.
Okay, that makes no sense at all,
so
but I'm not necessarily surprised.
Right, so on top of that, they have, like, anaphylaxis is the one you hear the most, which is, I think, like, the allergic reaction.
Yep.
They have specific things that beforehand they'll write down, and they'll have, like, if this happens, we'll have to say it's from the vaccine. It's so obvious. But anything else, like the stuff that happened to that kid that called a few minutes ago, a few weeks of symptoms come on, and then eventually he dies. but you can't connect it back to the vaccine because it's not one of the things that they wrote down in the studies from beforehand, like anaphylaxis or one of these few things that they choose. So if it's not one of those things, you're not going to be able to connect it to the vaccine.
That's amazing. Yeah, the crew was telling me the MMR vaccine was the placebo they use in clinical trials. That
doesn't make any sense. That blows my mind. Like, what are you talking? How do you get any information from something if that's what you're doing?
Wow. Wow. Yeah, it's a, do you trust the science, bro? It's like you're not doing science. I don't know what you're doing, but it sure as heck ain't science if you're using the MMR vaccine as a placebo when trying to come up with this stuff. And I mean, you make such a good point, even in just pointing out that the vaccines that we have today, wildly unsafe, very many reasons to be skeptical of them. Yet those are the vaccines that went through 5 to 10 years of trials. Those are the vaccines that actually went through the approval process. Here's the COVID vaccine, has gone through none of that, and yet we're being told not to question it just like all of those others. It's totally, totally absurd. What's the name of this book that you got this information from, Chris?
The name of the book is Vaccine, A Reappraisal, and it's by Dr. Richard Moskowitz. He's been a doctor for 50 years, and he's not even like an anti-vaxxer. He just talks about there needs to be studies done because they're not doing the right thing. They're silencing people that make studies that doesn't go with the narrative, just like they do now. They're silencing them even harder if it doesn't go with the narrative.
Yeah, yeah. Now, just the term vaccine, vaccine denier, or whatever new terms they're trying to come out with. There it is on Amazon. Believe it or not, vaccines are reappraisal.
If you read that book, you will never go near a vaccine again. I'm telling you right now.
Well, too late for that. That ship has sailed, my friend.
Yeah,
I'm not going north towards one anyway. But a very good resource for you know, perhaps people on the fence. Thank you for that.
Or even new parents or anything like that. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Very, very good. Thank you so much, Chris. Let's go now to Andrew in Georgia, who may end up being our last caller here on this call-in special. Andrew in Georgia, thank you so much for calling. You are on the air.
Hey, Harrison. I started listening earlier this year, first time caller.
Very nice.
I've known three people so far that have gotten bad side effects. My girlfriend's known more. But I think the worst one, though, was a coworker, and you know they were pushing on us. It was the Pfizer one. They were telling us to get it, and then I believe he got his second shot. And a few days after that, he hasn't even been back to work. Last I heard, he was on a ventilator in the hospital. It's been probably a month now. I'm not exactly sure either. I don't know if he's even still alive.
Wow. So he was put on a ventilator after getting the vaccine. So I assume he got COVID after getting the vaccine, and that's what caused him to be put on the ventilator.
Yeah, that's what I would think. Or got whatever they put inside his body. My stepdad, he got it. He said he got more sick than he had ever gotten before. My girlfriend's manager's husband's dad is dying. He got both his shots, and now he's having heart conditions. He can't walk.
Yep.
Won't get out of bed.
I'm not particularly surprised, Andrew. I mean, it is truly incredible the number of people with heart conditions or just heart problems, heart palpitations, pain in their heart from this COVID-19 vaccine, the blood clots, and now even the European Medical Agency researching or looking into claims of not just blood clots, but neurodegenerative diseases as well, nerve damage as well. Just
how can they get away with this, to push this on people and know that they're doing this and killing people?
You know, it's a great question. In fact, I want to read something one of our listeners sent to me on Twitter, and I can't figure out where it's from, but I really like it. And this sort of answers your question, Andrew. How do we get back at some of this? Apparently, there is a team of over 1,000 lawyers and 10,000 medical experts led by Dr. Reinier Fuelnick, who have begun legal procedure against the CDC, the WHO, and the Davos Group for crimes against humanity. Fulmick and his team present the faulty PCR test and the order for doctors to label any comorbidity death as a COVID death as fraud. The PCR test was never designed to detect pathogens and is 100% faulty at 35 cycles. All PCR tests overseen by the CDC are set at 37 to 45 cycles. The CDC admits that any tests over 28 cycles are not admissible for a positive reliable result. This alone invalidates over 90% of the alleged COVID cases, and infections are tracked by the use of this faulty test. So, you know, in association with the vaccines, it seems like there are people making a movement to get lawyers involved to sue everybody involved in this for lying and for setting this whole thing up. And whether or not there's even such a thing as COVID, using these tests or injecting these vaccines is an egregious violation of the Nuremberg Code.
I am a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, with all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know that a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us. You support InfoWarsStore.com. You get great products at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shock troops in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com. So what's the most important part, let's say, in a bulldozer running over the globalist? The treads, the wheels, the engine, the scoop on the front. It's all very important, but the fuel is paramount, and that's my allegory. TurboForce is vitamins, minerals, amino acids, the six different natural forms of healthy, clean energy. The average metabolic system metabolism of a human. Some people get 15 hours out of it. Some people get about 8 hours. But people take this. People are taking it in sports. People cannot believe it's the best they've ever had because it's not hype. Nobody puts as much product into their pre-workouts, their post-workouts. You can call us whatever you want. It's a total solution. All around, the best you're going to find. Turbo Force. Without you, we don't roll. With you, we surge forward together. It's like the bulldozer without the diesel fuel. If we don't have your financial support, we will be defeated. You support us and get products you already need that literally fuel your body and your mind. It's a win-win. 360 together. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.